lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Christine Blasey Ford is the most incredible witness I've ever seen. I mean, she looks like a homeless, crazy person and acts like one. And I predicted that there would be three more women after her and that they would release the final woman the morning of the hearing. And sure enough, that's happened exactly like we predicted. And she also said in her testimony that, she started thinking about talking to the press when the media came to her house and that she was looking at her dog. I mean, folks, this is so bizarre that I am staggered at this point. We've got the live coverage here, but the way they're worshiping her and kid-gloving her, and then we've got the photos and videos of her being a wild woman and all, but then instead, you know, she sat first and her hair all in front and the big glasses, but more and more she's coming out of the shell and being more of herself. She's been cross-examined, and just stories were tied in complete knots. And then you can see the coaching when, well, are you sure it's Kavanaugh? 100%. It's him. But see, this is for all the greater good to stop the evil right wing, you see. I wanted Amy Coney Barrett. Beautiful woman, great judge, a constitutionalist, a patriot. But don't think because Trump's going to try her next if Kavanaugh fails. I think we're on a razor's edge right now. There are going to be women saying that she gang raped them with fire hoses, folks. So the Democrats aren't going to stop. That's why they're death threatening everybody, at the restaurant where Cruz ate now. I mean, I deal with these people. They are mad dog. Mad dog. They'll do anything because their religion is dominating the American people. David Knight's going to ride shotgun with me for much of the broadcast today. We rarely see David get hot. He has been hotter than a pistol today on air, doing a great job. We're going to go to the highlights, the lowlights of this. I'll be honest with you. I want to spare you this lady. She is nauseating, and I'm not going to lie. David, what do you make of this bizarreness?
Well, you know, Alex, she deserves to be heard, but she has to earn the right to be believed. And that means that the details that she has to line up with somebody else. They've repeatedly said, and you just heard Sheldon Whitehouse, and this is a guy who's put forth numerous anonymous allegations in the last 24 hours. One of them, the guy immediately said, well, I'm taking that back. As soon as people discovered his identity, he pulled back. But Sheldon Whitehouse was out there saying, this is totally unprecedented. We should have had the FBI in here. And of course, I played it yesterday. We have Joe Biden saying, 1991, the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill thing, says, shut up about the FBI. The FBI is irrelevant to this. All they're going to do is interview him, interview her, she said this, and he said that. And he goes, they're not going to draw any conclusions. It doesn't really matter. But we also had earlier, we had Dick Durbin accusing the Republicans of obstruction, to which Senator Grassley was very angry. And he said, I'll remind you that it was 45 days or more that Dianne Feinstein said on this letter from Dr. Ford and didn't do anything about it. So we could have done an extensive investigation of all this, but nothing happened.
Feinstein really chews into Grassley. So we're going to come back in 60 seconds, and we're going to get into these clips, and we're going to play Joe Biden and all the rest of it. I've just got to say, last night and this morning, there's a fourth accuser. And then, yes, they called the switchboard, and they wouldn't say their name or who they were, but they said her daughter was raped. I mean, now... Oh, here, random phone call. Oh, Kavanaugh raped you. Okay, that's it, then execute him. I mean, this is becoming insane. And then,
these are not only anonymous, these are hearsay. It was a guy saying, well, I heard that somebody else said this, and he did all that. Same thing with his mother. You know, it's anonymous as well as hearsay.
Well, this is something the so-called media does, is they do this to me now. They go, a man named Doyle says Jones was once in a movie theater and said, I don't believe any of it, and I hate America. Total lie! But they just, a guy named Doyle says, there's a phone call on the switchboard for you, Senator. Oh, Kavanaugh raped your daughter. Oh, but you won't come forward, tell us you are. Thank you. We'll put this in every newspaper right away. I just got a phone call randomly, and I've got, since they doxed my number, I've got people calling my phone saying that.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party. leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfowarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalist may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Ford came in and played her little shrinking violet victim card, had her hair all in her face, hiding behind her glasses, but she's coming out of the shell now. The woman that everybody says they know that's the big party animal, wild. Students give her the lowest ratings of anybody. Very vindictive, very hateful. And, I mean, this is just unbelievable to see this level of a Jezebel spirit. The spirit of Hillary Clinton, their god. The man-haters, God, Hillary Clinton was supposed to get in. And you know what? She gets to be heard. We get to say that she has the credibility of a sieve. You know, a good case holds water. Well, this lady is a colander. I mean, this lady's what you dump hot pasta into over the kitchen sink. I mean, she is as disingenuous as anything I have ever seen. If I was trying to typecast someone for a made-for-TV movie about something like this, if I was typecasting a lying individual, I would typecast her. And her story all falls apart, and then you've got a fifth accuser that's withdrawn and said it was a hoax. A fourth accuser called the Senate switchboard last night. And they put him through to senators with Kavanaugh and then interrogated him. And the woman said, well, I'm not going to tell you who I am or where I'm at, but my daughter got raped by him many years ago, and I saw it. I mean, this is total horse manure. With Bill Cosby, you had witnesses that were at the hotels with him. You had people that saw the women laid out. He was clearly, you know, giving them lewds. He admitted to it. He'd offer it to them. They'd take it. They'd get bombed out of their mind. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Sounds like some type of form of sexual assault to me. But with this, all five of the witnesses say it never even happened. They say there's not even a party. He's got alibis. He's got his original calendar. None of it matters because of the chivalry. Why, she's a woman. We have to believe her. Yeah. Anybody ever been in divorce court? You ever experienced what that's like? Everybody knows, especially women. Like, most of the women I know are the ones that say, this woman has no credibility. They see through her big time. But men are all, oh, well, I don't want to say that. I want to make brownie points with the, you know, with all the women out there. Oh my gosh. And then you've got the high school annuals where it talks about she's the queen of the party, the wildest girl around. And then they run junior high photos of her in the news when she's 11 years old. And they go, oh, look at the sweet little schoolgirl that got sexually assaulted. Ladies and gentlemen, my head is spinning, and I agree with the president. A big fat con job perpetrated by very evil people. Furious Trump accuses Democrats of trying to destroy Brett Kavanaugh as nominee battles four sex claims, but admits he could change his mind when he hears Christine Ford testify. Well, that's going on now, and she's ongoing. We'll have all the highlights. We've got a ton of them here for you. David Knight's going to be riding shotgun here with us. But I want to play what he talked about earlier, David, from 1991, the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas hearings with Joe Biden. Because they all want this FBI investigation that takes 6 months to stall everything. And you better believe that if we see his nomination derailed, that if they bring forth Amy Coney Barrett, who's even better than Kavanaugh and who I pushed for and who Roger Stone pushed for and who patriots pushed for, she's good looking, has a great record, super smart and very Christian. And you're going to hear that she raped women. Just mark my words. Oh yeah. They'll have women come forward and say, you know, she knocked my teeth out and has a black bull whip. It'll be black bull whip and a Catwoman outfit. You think I'm joking? I know the enemy. Catwoman outfit, bull whips. Okay. Now, just like I told you last Tuesday, they'll roll out three more women after her. The last one the night before or the morning of, and total precision so far. Now, let's go ahead and go to Joe Biden. The political herpes that won't go away, who's everywhere groping women, children, grabbing men's wives in front of them, grabbing their rear ends. Oh, there's all these photos and videos of men bowing up and Senator Sessions coming over and like shooing and like swatting at the hand of Joe Biden when he's like grabbing the three-year-old's butt. I mean, Joe Biden is a known super racist perv. So let's go to the super racist perv. Here he is.
I said from the beginning, this is about whether or not sexual harassment occurred. And lastly, Judge, with me from the beginning and at this moment until the end, the presumption is with you. Now we're going to hear more witnesses are going to come in and corroborate your position and hers. We'll find out whether they're telling the truth or not as best as we are capable of doing, just like you as a judge are when you look them in the eye and make a judgment. So Judge, this is less directed at you than it is to my pontificating colleagues, Democrat and Republican alike. So, Judge.
Man, his voice is annoying.
I have not made my judgment based upon this proceeding because we have not heard all the evidence. And the last thing I'll point out, the next person that refers to an FBI report as being worth anything obviously doesn't understand anything. FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion. Period. Period. So, Judge, there's no reason why you should know this. The reason why we cannot rely on the FBI report, you wouldn't like it if we did. Because it is inconclusive. They say he said, she said, and they said. Period.
So
when people wave an FBI report before you,
understand. Now let's finish that up. I'll back it up 10 seconds.
They do not reach conclusions. They do not make, as my friend points out more adequate, they do not make recommendations.
That's enough. Isn't it interesting how things have changed in the last couple decades? Hard to believe this is almost 30 years ago. That, oh, you're innocent until proven guilty, and the FBI doesn't reach conclusions. And you can't just gault the reports as if they're findings of fact, because the reports went for the side of Judge Thomas, so Biden's trying to ignore them. But what he's saying is legitimate. Fast forward 28 years or whatever, and now the FBI is a bunch of total political operatives openly in their own text messages saying we're going to set up the president-elect, we're going to get rid of him, we're going to show he's guilty, we're threat fusion GPS. Now it's admittedly was funded by George Soros, of course. That's in the news today. We always knew that. That's coming out. The Washington Post reported on it. And so now you see the Democrats saying you cannot be confirmed, Kavanaugh. You've been accused. That's it. Now, there's an older Zero Hedge article, but let me just, since you mentioned the Soros thing, I'll pull it up for everybody right here. It's the Washington Post today. Come back from break, we'll cover that. Here it is. Dr. McCam shot, please. Here it is. Towards Soros funded fusion GPS, his spokesman confirms Washington Post. Okay, there you go. Now, David Knight, we're going to break here. You're going to ride shotgun and through the hour and into the next with me. And I know you're really fired up about this. Well, it's 30 seconds before we go to break. What is your first summation covering these disgusting hearings the last 3 hours before I got live?
Well, in spite of what Sheldon Richman, Whitehouse, I should say, said, who's a senator from Rhode Island, there are not supported details in this. And as a matter of fact, she's very sketchy on all these details. Whenever she does give us factual details, they are contradicted by her therapist, or they're contradicted by her lifelong friend. And as you had Dick Durbin saying it was the Republicans who were obstructing this, Grassley reminded him it was the Democrats who sat on this for 45 days. They're the ones who are using this FBI thing, not to find facts, but just
That's right. We'll be back with Gabble to Gabble coverage.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies of disinformation, covering the Ford Kavanaugh hearings. Now she's gone from being horrified to having a fun time. She's really somebody now. She's going to stop Donald Trump. She's going to stop America. And look, oh, her lawyer, that's the top swamp lawyer for Andy McCabe and George Soros. I forgot he works for him, too. Oh, it's just George Soros' top lawyer and the swamp's lawyer that openly works for Mueller. It's just Mueller and Comey's and McCabe's guy. There he is. Veteran prosecutor Michael Bromwich joins Kavanaugh accuser's legal team. Look at that little ferret. He'll teach America. You're not going to stop us, America. We own you. David Knight is riding shotgun with me. Let's go to this clip from about 45 minutes ago, and we'll get to some of the other lowlights and get David to take care in a moment as we cover this electronic lynch mob. I mean, Kavanaugh's totally credible, comes off just like Clarence Thomas. He's telling the truth. Plus, her story's falling apart. This lady is a vicious Fruit Loop, in my view. And she's just part of this whole leftist slander machine, in my view. You know, there's other men coming forward saying we were at a party and we might have been drunk and fallen on her on a bed. I don't believe any of it. We're going to get into some of the former prosecutor, expert on sex crimes that cut her apart earlier, where, oh, there was no music, but there was music. And then they turned the music up and it's just... And then it was a party, but there were five people, but all five of them say there wasn't a party, never happened. Your witnesses say it didn't happen, and it's 36 years ago. Game over, dingbat. Battle axe. Just because you are a psychology professor that lords over your students that call you mean and vindictive, just because you're the chief cook and bottle washer around here, doesn't mean you get to run America in the ground. And here's the good news. No matter what happens to Kavanaugh, America is getting battle-hardened to the satanic left now. You know, have they asked her about how they said she was Mrs. Party Animal in the high school annuals and describe her passing out and how much she loved to forget what happened because it let her do whatever she wanted? None of that's being brought up. None of it! I'm so angry I can barely even do this broadcast. Let's go to the clip of Senator Durbin making a good point about, you know, oh, you seem horrified. Oh, well, you know, there's men come forward. Stories are on Infowars.com. And they believe that that's where the story came from, not her. But again, you're not seeing much of this being covered as the plot thickens. So let's go to this clip. And then we will go back to David Knight here today. We'll go to that clip later. Okay.
Defense of mistaken identity directly. Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%. In the letter which you sent to Senator Feinstein, you wrote, "I have not knowingly seen Kavanaugh since the assault. I did see Mark Judge once at the Potomac Village Safeway, where he was extremely uncomfortable in seeing me. Would you please describe that encounter at the Safeway with Mark Judge and what led you to believe he was uncomfortable?"
Yes, I was going to the Potomac Village Safeway. This is the one on the corner of Falls and River Road. And I was with my mother, and I was a teenager, so I wanted her to go in one door and me go in the other. So I chose the wrong door because the door I chose was the one where Mark Judge was.
And then she goes on to say 100% that it was Kavanaugh. And the reason I bring this up is none of this story holds together. And you've got Hillary and the globalists funding the Arab Spring that killed hundreds of thousands of people per country, tens of thousands of women and children in sex slavery. Hillary famously represents pedophiles. You've got them trying to put boys in tents with girls and in girls' bathrooms at the Boy Scouts of America. They're teaching newborn babies that they are not boys or not girls. They are running around sexualizing our children. Hollywood is a cesspit. And you've got deep state swamp lawyers swimming around up front, completely predatorily, and it's just ridiculous how these people are playing us like a fiddle. I'm going to get to more of these highlights in a moment, David Knight. We've got the raw satellite feed and a lot more coming up, and some of her statement. Of course, we'll cover Kavanaugh gavel to gavel as that unfolds. But what is your gut level now that you've seen her testify and seen the spectacle and to see that swamp top lawyer of the Clinton apparatus perched right beside her? I mean, to me, this is as phony as a plastic banana.
Yeah, you know, Alex, she said that she's 100% certain, but she doesn't have much in terms of detail. And what she does have in terms of detail isn't supported by other people. In this testimony earlier today, Alex, she talked about Leyland. And, of course, that's the person that she said was her lifelong friend, Leyland Kaiser. Now, Leyland Kaiser's lawyer, and purportedly she was, Leyland was supposed to be at this party or this gathering, whatever it was. She was supposed to have been there, along with Christine Ford and the three named individuals, one of them being Brett Kavanaugh, the other Mark Judge, Patrick Smith, and so forth. Now, everybody has said, except for Christine Ford, that this didn't happen. So all the other four people said it didn't happen, including her lifelong friend. As a matter of fact, her lawyer, the lawyer for the lifelong friend, Leyland Kaiser, said, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh. She has no recollection of ever being at a party or a gathering where he was present, either with or without Dr. Ford. And so every time you look at the details here, as a matter of fact, she doesn't know exactly where this took place. She remembers, as you just played that, she remembers going to a particular grocery store where Mark Judge was working. But she doesn't remember anything about this house.
We're also going to play this clip later when we come back, where she says, I remembered the assault when the media came to my house and there was a dog.
Yeah.
And you're like, so she could just be completely insane as well.
Well, one of the things she said was, she doesn't remember the house. She doesn't remember the street. She doesn't remember the day, the month, and she doesn't even really remember the year because she inferred it. And she said in her testimony earlier today, she said, well, I think it was that year because it was before I was driving. So I was 15. Well, okay. So it was before you were driving. How did you get to and from this house? I mean, there's so many holes in the details of this. And that's really what the issue is. Again, she deserves to be heard, but she doesn't deserve to be believed, and she has to be credible on these details, and she's not. She's contradicted on these details.
Do you agree with me that she is one of the worst witnesses I've ever seen?
Yeah, and I think that what we have seen from Avenatti in the last 24 hours is even worse, and I think it's going to energize the Republican base. They understand what this is all about. They've seen this kind of obstruction happening over the last 2 years with President Trump. They've seen the coup and so forth, and I think that this is the ultimate unraveling, I hope it is, at least, of all of this identity politics stuff. I mean,
I agree.
This is going to the nth degree.
We got a bunch of clips coming up. I'm so upset by them tearing our country apart like this and the obvious lies here and this thing being completely fake in front of everyone and then still watching the senators fall over themselves to grovel to this leftist, Hillary-worshipping Democrat Party operative with swamp creatures to her left and right puppeteering her.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Gene Company.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I've said it many times. If you go to these universities or you go to leftist areas, I don't care if they're black, white, old, young, the people look like something's wrong with them. And she looks like the quintessential just nut professor. And the ratings on her said she's horrible, vindictive, lazy. There she is. She's the big star now. 36 years later, all her witnesses say it didn't happen. Doesn't matter. She's up there smiling. She's gonna save America from America. Look at her. It's so pleased. She's pleased as pie. And she's looking up at the Democratic senator smiling like a little doggy. Did I do good? Am I doing good for the swamp creatures holding my hand? For McCabe and Comey's lawyers? And the answer is yes, you're doing a very good job. And then when the Republicans talk to her, she... and they go, we're sorry, we're sorry. You're right. Kavanaugh, we'll have Kavanaugh executed, okay? And then the headlines. I've got them right here. Last night, an anonymous woman called the switchboard and was put through, and she says she saw her daughter raped by him. She wouldn't say where she was or what year, but that's a fourth person. Ring, ring. Oh, random? No caller ID? And that's the new thing. I told you about this when I got doxxed 5 days ago. They put my cell phone number out. I have to get a new phone. And I have women calling up saying, oh, I saw you in D.C., but had a really good time. Let's meet again. And I'm like, I was with no women in D.C. Another call. Oh, I had fun with you, but, you know, you were a little bit rough. And I'm just like, click, block number. And then men call up and say, F you. We're going to get you. That's who these people are. So I guess they might just randomly call the Capitol switchboard and say, I raped somebody. In fact, I thought about calling the Capitol switchboard myself and going, hello, my name's Alice, but I'm not going to tell you who I am or where I am. Brett Kavanaugh gang raped me with 14 elves. Yes, it was 49 years ago. And Brett Kavanaugh, he also flayed my skin and pulled my fingernails out with pliers. And then he had an electric drill, and he drilled my kneecaps. Yes, ma'am, we're very sorry. Now, this is anonymous. I'm not going to tell you where or when. Just, okay, Kavanaugh's evil. Click. Anonymous accuser says Kavanaugh drilled their kneecaps with a Black & Decker drill. I'm going to play these clips and go back to David. I need to maybe leave the room for a few minutes because this is just, I can't look at her. It's like Hillary. There's the bug-eyed vampire bat look that these people have. And just knowing how she sits and perches, on top of her students and just these universities are these anti-free speech lie machines. And I've experienced the left and their vitriolic fraud and their disinformation. So maybe I'm biased. But what I know is top swamp creature lawyer right there of the deep state. And I got some big Twitter news coming up. So let's go ahead and start getting to these clips here. And then David's got a lot he wants to get to, too, so we'll go to him in a moment. I'm really trying to compose myself right now. Here's President Trump saying guilty until proven innocent is very, very dangerous. Yeah, guilty until proven innocent. That is what you call tyranny. Here it is.
This is everything to do with our country. When you are guilty until proven innocent, it's just not supposed to be that way. Always I heard, you're innocent until proven guilty. I've heard this for so long, and it's such a beautiful phrase. In this case, you're guilty until proven innocent. I think that is a very, very dangerous standard for our country. With that being said, I look forward to what she has to say. I also look very forward to what Judge Kavanaugh has to say. I think it's going to be a very, very important day in the history of our country.
I want to start getting some of her statement, and then you can compare it to her hours later. She looks like she's having the time of her life, and the whole demeanor is different. It's just mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. But going back to David, not before we start playing these clips of Christine Ford, it's all going to hinge on what Kavanaugh comes out and says today. And it's all going to hinge on Trump sticking by him and us sticking by him. Because now we're sticking by due process. We're sticking by common sense. We're sticking by the facts, David. And we're sticking by statute of limitations. I mean, this is Salem witch trial type stuff. Well, how do you know she's a witch? Well, she's got a mole on her nose. This is really upsetting me at a level I've not yet been upset by. What is your view on this fiasco? I mean, this is...
Yeah, it is a witch hunt. It is a witch hunt, and it's the witches that are hunting right now. Going back to the Joe Biden thing, Alex, I remember those hearings. I was taking a vacation with my wife at the time, and other than the arrogance of Joe Biden that you could see in that clip when we played that, the thing that I remember about those hearings was how he hammered Clarence Thomas over the idea that Clarence Thomas believed that we as individuals had natural rights. And I thought at the time, I said, this is outrageous. Why isn't this what everybody is talking about? Because that's what the Declaration of Independence is about. The fact that we have natural rights because we're humans, because we were given that by God and so forth. And Joe Biden hated that about Clarence Thomas. And then when we move forward, it was only 6 years, 7 years after that, that Anita Hill and all the Democrats did not believe Juanita Broderick or Kathleen Willey or Paula Jones, they didn't have a right to be heard or believed. And so I saw all that hypocrisy, and that really factors into all this. And I'll say one more thing here, too, and that is this process. I don't really think this serves the Republicans well. I think that Grassley has been played by Schumer and these other people, and I think this whole process where they got a female special counsel, she's going in and questioning Ford on details, is very dry, is very arcane. She's not drawing any conclusions, and she has a short period of time where she asks these questions, and then they switch over abruptly to a Democrat, and the Democrats will lay out all these conclusions and summarize everything in a very visceral and emotional way for Dr. Ford, and then she'll just go, oh, yeah, that's right. That's exactly the way that it is. This is not serving the Republicans very well in this. It's going to really hinge on Brett Kavanaugh and how he does. I don't really know how that process is going to work. I don't know who's going to be questioning him over these issues. But the way they've got this going back and forth between the female special counsel and the Democrat senators who are covering for her is really not a good idea.
And next hour, because they're going to lunch here soon, we were going to play large segments of the cross-examination. And the lady's overly nice to her. It's very, very sappy.
Mm-hmm.
But she does just find total contradictions everywhere. I mean, if this was...
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of contradictions. Yeah. And if she would hammer on those, she doesn't draw the conclusions on this. She'll say some things. She'll hammer, put the stuff out there, just like the therapist. The therapist was taking notes concurrent with what was going on. She had written notes going back 6 years. And in those notes, the Dr. Ford was saying there were four boys there. Now she says there's two. In those notes, Ford said that she was in her later teens. Now she says, well, I think because I wasn't driving at the time, I was maybe 15. But we're supposed to believe Ford and her memory, which she is very, very sketchy on all the details, but not believe what the therapist wrote down at the time. And, of course, one of the things that is key about this is that, according to her recollection, Dr. Ford said that she used Brett Kavanaugh's name at that therapy session. And there's nothing about his name in those notes either. And so all of this looks like this is something that is convenient for the Democrats, convenient for a political agenda, but it doesn't have anything to do with the actual...
Well, of course it is. And now, as I predicted, three more women, four total...
Mm-hmm.
Exactly
mm-hmm.
as I predicted. I'm not bragging. It's just true because I can see the formulaity of this. And now he may never get confirmed because they'll probably have 20 more by next week. I mean, it's going to just get more and more outlandish. And it just gives you an idea that we have a real crop of globalist trash up there in Schumer and all these people. But that's their Achilles heel, too, because I agree with David Knight. This is really turning America off to these people. Everybody I know is seeing right through this, especially after Ford got up there and testified. He is the most disingenuous person I think I've ever seen.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I'm not joking. I'm kind of having an anxiety attack on air right now. And I'm a tough guy. I can take a lot of crap. But these very people, these very Democratic operatives, have been trying to ruin my life and take my kids away and lying about me. And I'm sick of it. But they're a bunch of freaking scum. That's why I'm really pissed off. These law firms and these people, these very same people. I had Mueller try to set me up a few weeks ago, and I can't even talk about it yet. So I'm going to let David Knight take over for this segment. I'm serious. I got to go walk around or something, because I'm trying to not get angry. And I usually can control my anger, David, but I saw you get angry too this morning. Why did you get so angry? I mean, what is it? It's just, this is not justice. This isn't even what third world countries do. And just to know the left is really this bad. I mean, they published that I wear Nazi tennis shoes and hate black people. And then they get people to lie 100% that I never did anything to. It's like, where are the morals? What is wrong with this country? Go ahead, David.
Well, Alex, what I got upset about was the fact that I've been put in Twitter jail for a week, evidently because yesterday I had the audacity to talk about the transgender agenda and how all these Democrats who pretend that they are there to protect women and children are doing just the opposite. They're demanding, and it was just a couple of years ago, the Obama administration was threatening to penalize schools that didn't allow physically male individuals to go into dressing rooms and bathrooms and showers and so forth with girls.
Remember, Cuomo tweeted 2 years ago that if your 11-year-old daughter doesn't want to see a man come in the shower at her school, that you're a bigot and she's a bigot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's do something about that. Let's protect them. And let's talk about the statute of limitations, especially when you hear all these Democrats talking about how, well, it's so long ago, it's just really hard for me to remember all the details. I just have a visceral impression of the attack, and I remember the individual, but I don't remember any other details. Well, okay, and they keep saying, well, this happens all the time. People take a long time to come to terms with this, and that is true. And if they were concerned about protecting people, again, especially children who have an even longer amount of time that it takes them to come to detail to bring this out, stop the statute of limitations on attacks against kids, which are typically only about 3 years. We're talking about an event
that was
35 years ago.
In Pennsylvania and other areas to keep the statute of limitations because they want to protect the pedophile rings. You're absolutely correct. And I was going to get to the Twitter thing later, so let's do that next hour. We have fan pages that sent us this information as well. Some of these aren't even Twitters. I mean, we don't really use Twitter anymore because all the big ones they banned. Paul still has his. They said because I criticized Obama and the deep state. Wait till you see the tweet coming up that it was hateful. There it is. Let me read to you. Since David raised this, let me just go ahead and get to this now. You know what? I'm going to wait till next hour. It's too huge. It's too insane. Wait till you hear the tweet that they say is racist. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. Wait till you hear this. Criticizing Obama, period, is now racist. You will be banned from Twitter. But David, since we talk about this, let's start getting the clips of her. Here she is, bizarrely. Just like I predicted last week when I said there'd be three more women. That's four total by the day of the hearing. So, by Thursday. And if you pull back from this, I also said every woman that was ever in the same town as Kavanaugh, college, high school, you name it, is being canvassed by databases and reporters. And she admits that. She decided to start going public when the reporters are looking through her window at her dog. And this has happened to me and everybody else that's prominent that works here. They call everyone that ever knew you or they think knows you, and they start offering cash to lie. Now, that's what I'm saying is the left has gone pure weaponized, folks. They're not even media. They are organized crime mafias. CNN is a criminal news network. So here is Ms. Ford before the electronic lynching of Kavanaugh, talking about when she decided to do this, just as I said she did. Here it is.
How did you decide to come forward?
Ultimately, because reporters were sitting outside of my home and trying to talk to my dog through the window to calm the dog down, and a reporter appeared in my graduate classroom, and I mistook her for a student, and she came up to ask me a question, and I thought that she was a student, and it turned out that she was a reporter. So at that point, I felt like enough was enough. People were calling my colleagues at Stanford and leaving messages on their voicemails and on their email saying that they knew my name. Clearly, people knew my address because they were out in front of my house. And it just, the mounting pressure, it seemed like it was time to just say what I needed to say.
I'm sorry. I want to ask you one question about the attack itself.
Pause again. The attack. Now it's the attack, see? Wow. Again, David Knight, she decided to do it because the reporters came to her. There you go, David.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting because, you know, this other individual who said, I'm not going to talk. Her lawyer said, well, just read the New Yorker. You know, that was Ronan Farrow's story. And the New York Times said, we didn't find that credible. We talked to a dozen different people that didn't find Ramirez's story credible. Now, Ronan Farrow went on with George Stephanopoulos and he was questioning him about that. And at the time he said, yeah, you know, she took 6 days to talk to her lawyer and to go back and pore over her memories to try to, fix this. And we thought it was important to go ahead and put the story out because she was being pressured by Democrats and put into a corner. And so we know that this is what's happening. We know the Democrats are out there pressuring them to come up with some solution, to come up with some delays and so forth. And Ronan Farrow actually mentioned that that was the case with the Democrats. And then in subsequent press conferences, you had two Democrat senators that were asked point blank, did you pressure her to do this? And what did you know about Ramirez and so forth? And so she's not going to be testifying. And she was the second person who came out. She's just referring back to this discredited story by
Ronan
Farrow.
And that's the thing, David. Every witness says the opposite of what these women say. And then with some of these women, as you just mentioned, Ramirez, we're learning about restraining orders and women saying that they threatened them and anger management issues and all sorts of, you know, weird stuff in their background. And they're all a bunch of psychology professor lunatics, in my view. Everybody knows that, you know, most of these psychologists, you've got the inmates running the asylum. I mean, the highest rate of suicide of any profession is psychologist and psychiatrist. Most of them get into it because they're crazier than a, you know what, house rat. So.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things about this statement from Christine Ford, if you look at it, it's very sketchy on details, and it's about a 5-page written, typed out statement here. And there's less than a page that actually has to do with the alleged attack. But one of the things that she says here, I'll read from her report here, I remember my friend Leyland Ingham attending. Well, Leyland doesn't remember that. And she continues to talk about as if Leyland is there. And Leyland has been very emphatic. I never was
Let's
at this
clear.
Party.
These
I
people,
was never at any party. I never met Brett Kavanaugh.
For weeks have been saying she's wrong, and she's testifying,
yeah.
Still using them. Like, you know,
still
David
that.
Knight. David Knight, saw me climb Mount Everest. And David's like, no, I never been to Tibet, never saw him climb Mount Everest. Yeah, David was there, and David vouches for the fact that I can fly around and I have wings. David's like, no, but David says, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, her friend Leyland is a female, and so she deserves to be believed as well. I mean, I know we just throw out all these other men who were there because men can't be believed, but Leyland, her lifelong friend, says, I wasn't there. And she continues to put it in her statement, continued to use it today, and it has been totally refuted by Leyland. And so that's indicative of what is throughout this thing. Also, she says, well, I don't have any answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. I've been asked about all these details.
But 100% he assaulted me. I don't remember anything else
to hear,
where I was, how old, how I got there, where the hell it was, but it's him, it's him, it's him, and the psychologists don't say it, and no, they don't either, because everything you say is absolute BS. David, stay there, we're going to come back, and we're going to get into more of the clips. They've got lunch coming, they're going to lunch, and then we're going to have her come finish back, and then Kavanaugh is going to come in. We're going to cover that gabble to gabble, because quite frankly, I'm trying to spare everybody. Watching and listening to her is just like nails on the chalkboard, but I'm looking at her. It's not that she's old or wrinkled. It's the spirit of these people just makes me want to climb the walls, man. The disingenuousness, the sneakiness, the weakness, the fallen nature, the groveling to the Democrats, the frowning at the Republicans, the lapdog, you know, sycophantic behavior is disgusting. And it's time for good people to take this country back, ladies and gentlemen. Because I can't handle it anymore, and I know you can't handle it. And they want our children, my God, they want to start giving them chemicals at birth to change their, quote, gender. It is insane. I've been so upset I haven't even plugged today. Without your financial support, George Soros and the globalists will win. We have huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce 40% off. Secret 12 40% off. Last Run X2. This is the last run. We haven't gotten rid of that special yet, but this will be the final day. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLive.com. Without you, George Soros will destroy us. With your support, we will defeat him and his monster sign. We'll be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The devil went down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said,
"Boy, let me tell you what.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's John."
All right. I've gotten old-fashioned angry. I've been more calm over the years, but I just watching this miscarriage of justice and the insanity of the Kavanaugh witch hunt, electronic lynching. I mean, if you thought the Clarence Thomas gang up was bad, this is just unbelievable. And again, as phony as the $3 bill, the Democrats are the ones with a long history of abusing women and being into weird stuff and then having a double standard for themselves. Next segment, I'm going to ask David Knight this critical question. I want to do it now. Some stations don't carry this segment. Gut level, I want to get this called out now. Will Kavanaugh get confirmed now? He should. He better. We'll talk about the reasons why. But I think it's all up to Trump and all up to us. But regardless, the good is coming out of this because this is so transparent and so over the top that this is going to really harden the resolve of the American people that we have cancer in this country. And the Democrats are not a viable party at any level. They are a lawless group of criminals that have degenerated to a level of just pure megalomania. And so it's us or them, and it's a battle to the end. It's a death battle. And I don't mean physical. Death battle means it's no holds bar, no quarter given, none taken. They will break any rule. They will do anything. They get caught doing it. It's in the WikiLeaks. But and we're also going to play her statement about, "Oh, I thought he was going to kill me. I thought I was going to die." Even if it's true, rolling around for 10 seconds on a bed drunkenly, which obviously it's all falling apart. Just the adding, "I thought I was going to die," David, this, she looks so coached and she obviously hasn't been coached well. And you know, the way she's stammering these things out, she'll give a statement that was already in her statement word for word, but then 5 minutes later can't remember it and says the opposite, which shows that when she's not good at staying on script, David. I mean, this will be studied by law schools for decades to come as I think some of the most disingenuous testimony in planetary history.
You know, Alex, it's hard for me to judge because I don't find her credible on the details. I'm looking at the statement and so forth. I don't know how this is going to play, but I don't think that people are really going to, they've already made up their mind for the most part, people on both sides of this. I think even more important than what is going to happen in this hearing is what came out with Avenatti at the last minute. And I think that is the real issue. When you look at what came out about this 100% credible accuser that he had, and then what her ex-boyfriend had to do 17 years ago in 2001, he had to take out a restraining order against her. He said she was threatening my family, threatening my wife, threatening to do harm to my baby at the time. And this guy is a registered Democrat. And how did Avenatti respond to that? He said, "Why are you attacking a sexual assault victim?" It's like, seriously? This was something that was recorded 17 years ago. And so I think what we're seeing here with Avenatti, I think he's done us all a big favor. This guy who has soaked up all this TV time and everything has put this out there.
Let's go to the specifics of that because It's all just mixing together, these women and then other accusers and then anonymous calls. And then Kavanaugh's asked about calls to the switchboard. I mean, somebody could call up and say, I saw Kavanaugh raping Puff the Magic Dragon. And I mean, and they're going to call him up and say, did you ever hurt Puff? I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a woman who supposedly said these high school boys had this gang rape series of parties. She was in college when they were in high school. She went to 10 of these parties. So if any of this is true, why is she going to parties that high school boys are drugging and raping women and doing it 10 times?
Why didn't she report it?
Yeah, exactly. It's absurd on the face of it.
Well, the burden's on them, and they're not showing any of it. I mean, they lay their hand down. They don't even have any cards.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, this is giving me a headache because you've got four women now, one of them completely anonymous that called into the switchboard. We've got the news running with it. You've got the porn lawyer running around, engaged in his bizarre behavior. You've got Swetnick and people saying there's restraining orders out on her. And then her lawyer saying, well, how dare you attack, a sex crime victim. And I just can't keep track of it. And then every case, when they go talk to the women's witnesses, they say it's not true. And then it just piles on and piles on and piles on. And then I watch Ford get cross-examined. And we're going to be playing that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And she just doesn't even know what planet she's on. And none of it matches up minute to minute. So I'm going to ask you the question, and I want to go through the women one by one here and be specific. Are they thinking of someone else that did this to them? Are some of them crazy? Are some of them caught up in Trump derangement syndrome? Are they being coached? Are they lying? All we know is none of it adds up. There's no witnesses. It's 36 years old. You've got swamp lawyers on each side. And this sets the precedent of guilty until proven innocent. As the president said, this is incredibly dangerous. And I've experienced the Democrats manufacture whole cloth lies about me and just outrageous stories so they'll sound believable because they're so crazy. So, but I want to ask you this question. Gut level, do you think Kavanaugh gets confirmed? A. B. If he doesn't, what happens? If he does, what happens?
Well, President Trump has said that if he doesn't get the confirmation vote, which is scheduled to take place tomorrow, that he's going to have a replacement within an hour. I don't know who that's going to be. I wish, as you had said at the beginning of the broadcast, I wish it had been Amy Barrett because I liked her on The Issues better. She was clerking for Scalia. This guy has been involved with Kennedy, who has been very, very unreliable, very status. He's connected with all the Republican establishment. So I'm not a fan of Brett Kavanaugh, but I don't like this process. I don't like what Me Too has become, where all men are instantly guilty, and they have to try to prove that they're innocent. We saw this with Roy Moore. And, of course, Roy Moore was not part of the GOP establishment. I've always believed that it was because he went to Capitol Hill after he won the primary and started talking about how he's going to oppose Mitch McConnell. I always believed that that attack came from Mitch McConnell. And they treated him the same way. They knew they could get away with this. We had that precedent set, that you're guilty and you can't prove that you're innocent. And so I think he's still going to, I think he'll make the vote, Alex. I think he's still going to make this vote. But when we look at these charges here, they're not credible. Christine Ford is the, I would say she's, all the rest of these are just patently absurd in the same way that it was with Roy Moore. All of the allegations against him. I mean, people were coming up with things. Well, he asked out a woman who was 18 years old, 10 years younger than him at the time. She was working in the mall. He asked her out for a date. Can you believe that? And it's like, what's even wrong with that? There was one he said, she said that should have been looked at. But then it comes down to credibility, and that's the situation we've got here. So that's why they pulled in Christine Ford. All these other people, Ramirez, Avenatti's last-minute 100% credible witness, Julie Swetnick, none of these things and these anonymous charges, that's all going to fall by the wayside. They pile these other things on to try to give it weight when they've got one he-said-she-said event. And I don't think that this is going to, certainly not in the court of public opinion, I don't think that it's going to work. But who knows what's going to happen in the Senate. This is close to the election. I still think that he gets through.
I agree. If we stick by him, if Trump sticks by him, and he's certainly not perfect, I agree. Barrett, Amy Cohen Barrett, much, much better. And they're going to have a lot of trouble saying she raped anybody. And, you know, he's got some neocon connections I don't like. But obviously they know that he's going to back Trump, and he believes in the separate but equal clauses, and he believes in the executive power. And they don't want that now. They wanted that when it was Obama or the Clintons. Now, the fact that they've given the president, quite frankly, all the dictatorial powers over the economy, and Trump's using them to fix things, has them in panic mode. And so to be clear here, because earlier I'm mixing all these women together and you know, getting upset, it's Swetnick who reportedly has the restraining order and all the mm-hmm. fights. And I want you to get to that specifically because I was conflating that with Deborah Ramirez. She has alleged in a report published by the New Yorker magazine that Kavanaugh exposed himself in a drunken dormitory party and showed his penis in her face, forcing her to touch it while pushing him away. Ramirez alleges the assault occurred during an 83-84 school year at Yale University where they were both students. And then they've talked to the witnesses, and they've said that they were at no such party and never saw that. Now, they did talk about somebody falling through a ceiling. It wasn't Kavanaugh and a keg party. So that's the big proof. But I was conflating her accidentally with Julie Swetnick of Washington, alleged sworn testimony Wednesday that Kavanaugh was present at the 80s house party at which she was gang raped in a testimony submitted by the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then, of course, that's by Michael Avenatti, a true slime ball. And then now there was a fourth accuser came forward last night. They put all of the news. And then later this morning, oh, it was an anonymous call. So they've removed that. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And police will tell you in any big case, David, as you know, that when there's a big serial killer on the loose or something happens or the firebombing of the governor's mansion, that hundreds of crazies came in and said they were guilty or hundreds of witnesses came in and said they saw it for sure what happened and they didn't. And so in any big mega case like this, you're going to end up out of, you know, 100+ million women, a good third of them, you know, crazy Hillary worshipers that are going to, even if they got assaulted sometime in their life, they're going to then remember that it's Brett Kavanaugh. And that's what's happened. So I want to ask you about that. But then separately, what about these two men that have come forward and say that they were at a party, they were drunk, and they were falling on beds with women at that time, younger women, and that they believed that one of the women looked like Dr. Ford. I mean, that right there is big news, but that's just swept under the rug.
Well, of course, they're not credible because they're men. And this is what Sheldon Whitehouse is doing. Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, he was the one, he's put forward two of these anonymous claims in the last 24 hours. One of them, the woman, the mother who said, yeah, my daughter was on a boat in 1985 and so forth. And Brett Kavanaugh said, I was never in that area. I was never on a boat. I was never on a boat with Mark Judge. And so that's one anonymous accusation that's been put forth by Sheldon.
And again, let's pull back
Whitehouse
from there. I forgot about the fifth one they've already withdrawn because
right,
it was total fraud.
That's right. There was another anonymous that was put forward also by Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat senator from Rhode Island. And this was a guy who had heard that some girl had been assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh. He did it anonymously. They figured out who this guy was. And as soon as his name was released, he said, no, I take it back. I was mistaken. This is the nature of this. And two of these anonymous things have been put through with Sheldon Whitehouse. But when he was questioning Christine Ford, Sheldon Whitehouse says, well, you know, you've done everything. You've had a lie detector test, as if those things are worthwhile. My wife worked as a personnel manager, district personnel manager for a convenience store. Whenever there was a problem, they would always do lie detector tests. They didn't believe any of that stuff. It was not important except as an intimidation factor. But nevertheless, you know, we took a lie detector test. You did this. You did this. And never mentioning the fact that all these witnesses have contradicted her written and oral testimony. And never mentioning these other people on all of this. But again, it's Sheldon Whitehouse who's putting out all this stuff. And this is the way Alexis is running in the hearing. They're having this female special counsel that's going through some of the details, but then never drawing a conclusion, never pointing out, but you said this and they said that. Not doing a good job of putting those things. She questions her on the details, but she doesn't say, but that contradicts what you said before. She never says that. Instead, they go to the Democrats, and the Democrats lay out all this stuff in a very emotional way and then have Christine Ford agree with it.
That's right. And, of course, you know, why not just have Peter Strzok do the lie detector? We just hear, oh, someone from the FBI formerly. And then, again, she has the swamp lawyers all around her in there. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and play her opening statement part of it and how she thought she was going to die. And then we're going to get to the former female prosecutor on sex crimes that interviewed her, and the whole thing fell apart from there. And then I'll give you a time frame when we come back on when Brett Kavanaugh is scheduled to testify. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Please spread the links. Please spread the articles. Please subscribe to the free podcast and tell everyone you know about the show. That's how we break the will of the globalists and defeat their attempt to smash the First Amendment and kill the American Renaissance.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work.
That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Like the 300, we politically have to stand our ground. This is the big globalist counterassault. Trying to stop Trump, trying to stop the Patriots. China is threatening war against the U.S. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive right now. Start of the next segment, I'm going to get into some incredible censorship news that is next level. And it ties into the hearings yesterday that I should have been at with Google lying through their teeth, saying they don't censor anybody and they're not working with China. They know nothing about it. You talk about lying to Congress. The head of global privacy at Google is quite the liar. I mean, just the name. Oh, the head of privacy, when they're all about raping your privacy. Inherently in a satanic attempt at omnipresence. David Knight's riding shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the dreaded enemies of the globalist because we've got their number. Let's go to her part of her opening statement about thinking she was going to die. And this is just unbelievably bad acting in my opinion. And she's a public figure. I'm allowed to say that. I don't believe any of it. Her whole story's falling apart. And she has political games. She's a political operative and on and on and on. And her witnesses, she says she has, say the opposite. She just keeps bringing the witnesses forward, which is next level lying. Weeks after they're going, that's not true. That didn't happen. Well, my friend this, my friend that. That is so crucial. And the other women, it's all falling apart. That's what's amazing. If they had real witnesses and this stuff came out, I'd say, I told you, get Barrett in there. She's a lot better on the eyes, and she's got a better voting record. Boy, I'll take both. So I'm all about put women who are patriots in there. I love it. Certainly no glass ceiling, you know, in my vision. I got three daughters. Not a virtue signal. I love them. But I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. The issue here is that this is a travesty. This is a civil war. This is our country being torn apart. And this is very, very dangerous to get rid of innocent until proven guilty, and have the Democrats selectively enforce this, and it being led by famous predators against women, Hillary Rodham Clinton and William Jefferson Clinton. But let's go ahead and just start getting to her. I just, at a Pavlovian level, I have a visceral bad response to her, just like Hillary, so I have trouble looking at her, but I'm going to look down. You don't look the Gorgon directly in the eyes. So here is Ford in her opening statement.
There was music playing in the bedroom. It was turned up louder by either Brett or Mark once we were in the room. I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. Ugh. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me, and I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe, and I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me.
There's this other clip we'll try to find. I saw it live this morning where she goes, I saw the doors at Google, and they were misshaped, and then I remembered. And I'm like, is this through the looking glass, like MKUltra mind control or something? I mean, this is... Some of this stuff is so weird. We'll get David Knight's take on this. But let's play now this other bizarre clip about Google interns living at her house and PTSD. I mean, there's hours of this. Here it is.
Can you tell us what impact the events had on you?
Well, I think that the sequelae of sexual assault varies by person.
Oh my God.
So for me personally, anxiety, phobia, and PTSD-like symptoms are the types of things that I've been coping with. So more specifically, claustrophobia, panic, and that type of thing.
Is that the reason for the second door, front door?
Correct.
Is claustrophobia?
Correct. It doesn't. Our house does not look aesthetically pleasing from the curb.
I see. And do you have that second front door?
Yes. It now is a place to host Google interns because we live near Google, so we get to and other students can live.
Can you tell us, is there any other way this has affected your life?
The primary impact was in the initial 4 years after the event. I struggled academically. I struggled very much in Chapel Hill and in college.
I can't listen anymore. Turn it off.
Off to college.
And she's sitting there with the deep state top lawyer for McCabe and Comey and all of them. I just can't. And they're just relishing. And when she talks, the women are all looking at her and shaking their heads like, oh, you poor baby. Oh, my God, you've been through so much. And they're just relishing this. And then she sycophantically smiles and, like, looks up at Feinstein like, am I pleasing you? And it's just all this victimology. That's what everyone is into. This is how you destroy a country right here. Meanwhile, China executes you if you're gay. Or if you bitch and complain, they kill you. There's no welfare. You do what you're told. Daycare is chaining your kids up at a power pole for most people. That's who we're competing against. And this is the psychological warfare we've got. We're at birth now. They're going to take your kids away if you don't start putting them on drugs to change their, quote, sex. So, David, this is just unspeakably bizarre. I mean, I think really bizarre is the special stench of this is just how bizarre and weird and twisted it is. And then if we just keep going down this road, if they are able to destroy Kavanaugh in this fashion, it sets a precedent to open Pandora's box wide open. What do you think will happen if they don't confirm him?
Well, you know, Alex, I think that they learned their lesson. They learned a lesson anyway from the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill situation. I think they realized that if they've got a he said, she said situation, they're not going to win. And so what we saw with both Roy Moore and with this Brett Kavanaugh situation, you have somebody come forward. It's a he said, she said situation. And then they bring up this swarm of incredulous allegations from other people to try to give that credibility since they don't have any evidence for that to try to move forward their political agenda. So that's one aspect of it. You talked about the Soros lawyer, and there is an interesting lawyer connection between Avenatti's accuser, Julie Swetnick, and Christine Ford, and that is Deborah Katz. You know, when I cover this, every time I bring it in, I come in with Tom Jones's What's New Pussycats. Well, these people, she wears the pussy hat in the Women's March and everything, but she's also got Deborah Katz, and these people are the Katz women here. Just like Gloria Allred, she's an ambulance chaser with the Me Too stuff, but she represented her 10 years ago in a sexual harassment lawsuit for the Wall Street Journal. She represented Avenaugh's person, and she is the lawyer for Christie Ford, and in addition to the Soros.
Oh, it's a gaggle of deep staters, and the same lawyer Katz covered up for Hillary, covered up for Bill, of this. I mean, these people are just a pack of slime balls, and they're all really ugly, too. You ever notice that?
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
If you're watching us on television, I was given a gift by some patriots in Florida. It's a Spartan.
There must be some kind of way.
Copy of a famous sculpture dug up in Greece from the days of 300. And that's what this really comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is we have to stand against the globalists and their lies. This is an information war just as important as any other war we've ever fought in this country. And those of us that just get to fight the information war are a lot more blessed than people that had to charge up hills like what you saw in Iwo Jima. They've been nice riding a shotgun with me, doing a great job. I intend to open the phones up here in the next segment. She's coming back to testify more. Kavanaugh is coming up later. We'll obviously cover it live, gavel to gavel, when he speaks with his statement. You know, you learn about credibility watching and listening to people. You also learn about histories with people. And the fact is, if somebody was a hellraiser, you'd hear about it, and there'd be witnesses to it. And the truth is, everybody says this guy was a complete nerd and a virgin until, the word is, until he got out of college. And then that becomes a little embarrassing for him. I don't think it's embarrassing. I wish that I would not have gotten dropped in the middle of extreme promiscuity. I never forced sex on anybody. In fact, contrary to that, women would call it sexual assault today. The things women have done to me, jump on top of you, grab you, throw you on the bed. I mean, I think that's when a guy thinks he's got lucky. I mean, when a woman wants you, she jumps on top of you. Everybody knows that. That's what Trump was talking about when women would jump on him. I mean, just, you can do whatever you want. It's crazy. They jump on you. It's like Elvis Presley. But with Kavanaugh, that's not what's going on here. Okay? And, you know, my son is athletic and a bookworm and stuff, but, you know, he is very conservative, and I'm actually proud of that. You know, I'm not like, hey, get out there and date a bunch of girls, because I know how painful it can be. You know, relationships are serious, serious things. So I think it's good, you know, to shelter our children, especially in this day and age, because things are just out of control. Now, we do have a bunch of clips of the cross-examination by the Rachel Mitchell, former prosecutor, current prosecutor on sex crimes, who does literally annihilate her. Ford, we're going to get to that, but I've got some really serious news. Here's what's happening. David Knight had at Libertarian when Twitter first started, and he had a huge following of hundreds and hundreds of thousands on Twitter. David, obviously, on iTunes had, depending on which iTunes subscription you looked at, we had like 19 million subscribers, and he had close to 10 million. And what was really important was he had a higher opening rate and listening rate than I did. Now, did I get upset by that? Now I'm like, thank God. You know, this is wonderful. We're going to save the country. Well, they deleted everybody that wanted to subscribe to him. A very gentlemanly guy, almost the opposite style of me, and that's good. We compliment each other. Think about that, that when they purged hundreds of other channels that just had Alex Jones in the name. There is a war. Over 20 apps that were InfoWars or Alex Jones that fans had made over the years. Some had millions of downloads that were free. They got rid of those. It's like taking Winnie the Pooh out of computers in China, where you can't say poo, you can't send the image poo, you can't send a Taiwanese flag in China. Apple suddenly started doing that worldwide a few months ago. This is the annihilation of language. And you can only do it with these omnipresent computer systems that are waging war on language itself. And so you see the end of innocent until proven guilty here, where they say Alex Jones is banned because he was mean to transgenders and he bullied a child. I showed an ABC News clip of a kid punching an adult four times. He pushes the kid down. They said on the news, I did that. I was banned for something I didn't do. And notice they'll never say what it was, but we know what the video was. It was the guy pushing the kid down, because that's what banned us. Now, the latest thing is we go, look, they're starting in Europe to drug children at age 3 to change their sexuality, saying the child chose it. No. A cult of evil manipulated him into it. So David got the word and got the letter that he's been given a 7-day suspension for saying tranny. Because Twitter had a vote in 2017 and decided that word is now hateful. And they can just change it to whatever name they want the next day. So, we have a major fan account that, and they contact us, and the fans, you know, let us use the Twitter when we want. We're so busy and the account's not that big, we don't really use it very much, but we have access to it. So they said, hey, look, almost all of our accounts, including David Knight's, and that's his own account that he had many years before he even worked at InfoWars, they've all been either banned or given 7-day suspensions. What, 6 accounts in the last 24 hours? And I've got the article and the documents right here. Document cam shot, please. This is from Twitter. And this is InfoWars News at Prison Planet TV. Couple hundred thousand subscribers. We've temporarily limited some of your account features. What happened? Violating our rules against hateful conduct. And that's any definition subjectively they want. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. Now, this is the offending tweet. Now, get ready for this. If you're a radio listener, TV viewers already have your mouths hanging open. This is what the fans sent out that was a copy of one of our official Twitter pages. Alex Jones opens the phone lines to answer the question, will President Trump stand up to the Obama administration holdovers, mutiny, and end the deep state's reign of terror over the United States? Obama's a public figure. Obama did put stay behind groups that say they want to kill the president. This is true. There's nothing about Obama being part African. There's nothing about any of that. We are saying in the tweet, will Trump take action? And this is the thing they get mad about. When I called for Trump to take action, they gave me a 7-day suspension before they totally banned me, saying I called for battle rifles to assault people. Never said it on there. They just lied. But I was calling for Trump to take action. Well, don't worry. You guys elevated us even more now to, well, whatever I want to get to the president just absolutely within hours goes to him. So if you were trying to keep from having hearings about Google, working with China to round up people or Apple, it's all over the place. You got grilled yesterday, Google, by Ted Cruz. It's the beginning of the end, okay? So guess what? I politically already suicide bombed your butt. They'll go, Joe's throwing a suicide bomb. No, it's a metaphor that, yeah, you've blown me up to a certain extent. I blew you up politically. But read this, and this is next level. Total truth in what I said. We are in a reign of terror of racism and sexism and demoralizing people and brainwashing our kids and just all this horrible stuff they rain down on us. And I'm saying, how long will this reign of terror go on? It's well written. It's eloquent. It's the truth. It's a headline that I wrote that day for the website that somebody else copied and tweeted out, and they said, this is not allowed. We say this is hateful. This is pure Americana. Meanwhile, world star hip-hop, where they celebrate knockout games and killing white people beyond any... Imagine a KKK site where it's white people killing black people. It's horrible. And look, they have their free speech. The people killing folks are getting arrested, but it's snuff films. Live leak, World Star Hip Hop, PayPal, all work together. It's all great. It's all wonderful. The Antifa site saying kill Ted Cruz, kill his family, kill the restaurant owners, kill Mike Pence. It's all up. It's operating. They've got PayPal to sell their Antifa shirts. But not me. They made the moral decision that I'm banned. Think about that. It's a Kellen McBreen article. And the real headline should be, PayPal works with snuff film site, World Star Hip Hop. I mean, you go to World Star Hip Hop, folks, there's hundreds of videos of old white homeless people having their brains beaten out and pools of blood, being shot, being stabbed, being punched, falling over, dying. And then other videos, horrible racist black people and their white acolytes celebrating it. So we're going to come back and talk about this with David Knight and then get to the prosecutor asking her a few real questions, but not pointing out, you know, not going back and pointing out, well, hey, why are you changing your story? But that's coming up. But there you go. Snuff film site, World Star Hip Hop, has PayPal, but not me. Again, this is the slander, the defamation. I'm racist for saying Obama is trying to overthrow Trump. That's now racist, and we've been blocked by Twitter.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Down the road, our shadows taller than our souls. There was a lady we all know who shines white light and wants it shows. David is going to be with us another 15, 20 minutes. The Millie Weaver's coming on to open the phones up. She's back testifying. We've got the whole crew watching it and following it. We've got more bizarreness we're going to get to, and I want to play some of the cross-examination here with David in a moment. But David, you didn't get a chance to respond last segment because I went off on a diatribe, and people just joined us. You've been put in Twitter jail ahead of being banned, just like James Woods. Everyone I know, family, you name it, I have family that will tweet Bible verses, and they're getting seven-day bans. I mean, the left is in a total deranged hissy fit of suppression. And once you train a dog to like blood, you know, once a dog starts eating cats, then every cat it sees, it's going to kill. And this is how Hitler called it the blood cement. Once they got a young officer to, you know, take out some prisoner and kick their guts out or shove a fire hose down their throat and blow their guts out or kick their heads in or shoot little kids in the head. That's how you kind of graduated into the Gestapo. Then you had a taste for the blood. And that's what the left's doing. They built me up as this demon. They're tearing me apart and just using me as 10 minutes of hate. And then once they had their blood meal on me, now everyone else can be destroyed. And it's classical psychological warfare, purposeful derangement. So you who had your Twitter way before we've even done what they said and not put me out on it as a person being banned, not just my channel, but I'm a public figure being attacked. I can't even respond on these platforms to how they're lying about me. So now they're really opening up with the disinfo everywhere and the edited tapes, you know, when racist Hispanic ladies walk over and say, "Your mother and father, brother and sister, you're a subhuman, white trash, filth." And I go, "How dare you, brown KKK?" And it just has me going, "Brown KKK, brown KKK," to an innocent veteran. Jones attacked them for being Hispanic. Inverse, total lie. But see, we can't even respond. So you're in Twitter prison for saying tranny, and they sent you a letter. I just read you this for these fan pages that we have access to, InfoWars News, where they just retweet some of our stuff. And and here it is. Alex Jones opens the phone lines to answer the question, will President Trump stand up to Obama administration's holdovers and their mutiny, as well as the deep state's reign of terror in the United States? And so they said this attacks gender identity, religious affiliation, age disability, serious disease, and promotes violence against and threatens or harasses other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, and national origin. And so they're just out of hand saying Alex Jones himself is banned. Not the words, not the statements. We just say you go to the phantom zone, and they're doing this to many other people to set a world internet standard where they can literally delete individuals from the World Wide Web with voice print and with these systems. This is digital book burning taken to the level of infinity, David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, you know, we saw that with H3H3, which is a left-leaning millennial podcast that they had. They got cut off in mid-broadcast because they said Alex Jones. They didn't even look for your voice.
They said I was Alex filth. They said I was scum. They were celebrating my destruction, and Google said, no, that's not even allowed.
That's right. And so they were agreeing with Google. Yeah, take the guy down. And then they said, oh, wait a minute. Maybe he's right. You know, when it happened to them, but they were immediately contacted by the humans at Team YouTube, and they said, oh, so sorry. We didn't realize who you were. We put you back. And they restored them right away. Now they won't respond to my tweets about this, about my responses to them taking down all the stuff that I've done for InfoWars for 6 years. I want to clarify that on Twitter, they did not take down Libertarian. I haven't really tweeted out much stuff in the last couple of weeks. They took down Real News, which is this broadcast I have in the morning. And we had a live broadcast. So that's the one that they took down, not my Libertarian. I haven't really been very active with that because, quite frankly, I'm trying to get people to move over to Gab.
I know, but you need really, to use your big giant Twitter to push it all over there, brother.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Alex, what we're also seeing, and I reported this yesterday, the EU commissioner for all this stuff, justice and hate speech and all this kind of stuff, is now saying that they need to use hate speech rules against media. And people need to understand that there's a distinction between freedom of speech, which is what belongs to we the people, and freedom of the press, which is what you and I do. And these are two separate distinct things. When they come after social media, and it's not just us that they've put down, of course, they've banned and come after a lot of individuals who are out there doing things. They're coming after the free speech of the public, and they are trying to shut that down. And people should be very angry and upset about that, because that is separate and distinct from...
Well, I totally agree with you, and it's governments teamed up with big tech all over the world to do this. That's why it's a perfect storm, and that now the role of the dying newspapers and TV is to be the attack dogs that then go and cheerlead for all this and do the ratting out. I want to come back and get in. I know you've already been on the air like 5 hours. I'm going to do a few more segments with you and get to this prosecutor that did ask some good questions and caught Ford, Dr. Ford, in quite a few contradictions. But because you mentioned this, let's get to Ted Cruz. Here's Ted Cruz yesterday with a Google hearing that I wish I would have been at. We're going to try to show up to more of these, because Google's up there saying, we don't spy on anybody.
which is a total lie. It's like Clapper saying we never spy on anybody at the NSA. Then they say we're not helping China build a censorship system, and we don't know if it's ever going to be launched. They got in trouble in 2006, 2010. They already built censorship systems for China. Then Congress threatened to have DARPA break them up because it really is a government front, and that's declassified now. They're totally rogue because Obama and the Democrats have told them be rogue, but it's a national security issue, just like we built the internet here in the U.S. and England. And so the globalists have hijacked it and taken it. And here he is lying to Ted Cruz. This is so incredibly serious. You have their own top engineers, dozens of them quitting and going public, exposing Operation Dragonfly. So let's go ahead and play this exchange with Ted Cruz and the chief privacy officer. Again, that's like saying Hitler is the chief rabbi overlooking the good of the Jews. I mean, this guy murders privacy. Google chief privacy officer Keith Enright dodged multiple questions. That's what CNBC said. No, he didn't dodge him. He lied his butt off. I mean, this is 100% confirmed. That they're censoring here, they're censoring there. The Dragonfly systems are already in place here. They've got a state-run app that they had 4 years ago that they built in secret that the Chinese inner party is using. Now the outer party has it. So something like 2 million people, and it's about to go nationwide as the social credit score with Google monitoring it, running it, state-run in China. That's in mainstream news. Google is working with the Chinese government to do this, and this is the rollout of the app to be on everyone's phones, tied to your phone number, tracking everything you do. And then he sits there and lies to Ted Cruz. These people are unbelievably arrogant. Here it is.
Whether we eventually could or would remains unclear.
Is there a Project Dragonfly? And if there is, what is it?
We have an array of internal projects, and I wouldn't think that it was necessarily appropriate for a privacy conversation to speculate as to what we might be looking at in terms of a product launch in some part of the world.
So you're not answering my question then on Project Dragonfly?
There is a Project Dragonfly.
And it's focused on a search engine in China, is that accurate?
We are not close to launching a search product.
You're saying you're not close to launching. I'm asking, is the topic of Project Dragonfly, is it a project to develop a search engine in China? I didn't ask timing of launch. I asked what it is.
Understood. I am not clear on the contours.
Let's hit pause. We're back in 2 minutes. We'll finish this and get David Knight's take on this. This could not be more important, folks. You get what the double meaning is. China's the dragon, dragonfly, flying, the dragon over the earth. And it hooks into the state-run system called, get ready for it, Skynet, which is really Maven. And Maven is the AI system that Google under Obama has decided to not give to Trump. And Maven, an AI total spectrum dominance system, is a AI warfare automated system from energy development to factories to drone and combat robot deployment for a full robot attack army against humanity. I'm not kidding. And Maven has been taken from us and given to the Chi-Cons. I mean, we shouldn't even be building this to begin with, but let me tell you, Trump is within his rights and we are all to literally have the army invade Google.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now,
with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more. You can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Of earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, for he knows his time is short.
All right, David Knight obviously did 3 hours this morning with the real news. And David's decided, I think it's a good idea to change that name, because it goes into fake news, real news. We're trying to come up with a new name for David's show, because it's exploding on radio and TV stations across the country, and it gets confused with so many other shows. The next few weeks, we're about to change the name of the show, but it's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. here. And he'll do a couple more segments with us. Millie Weaver's coming up, and I'm going to get to the calls. And she's back being cross-examined by the former prosecutor, current prosecutor. We're going to play some clips next segment. But David, finishing up with this Cruz thing, and then I want your take on it, because when I'm talking about Maven and Skynet and Dragonfly, I mean, these are all public, and you're an engineer technology guy yourself. It's so chilling when this is all literally 1,000,000,000% admitted, and they're lying to Cruz like he's the biggest buffoon. People say, why would they do that when everybody knows Cruz has like 160 IQ and is super smart? Because they've always gotten away with lying before, so why not do it some more? And the arrogance level is just blinding. But you saw when they lost the day after that internal Google video with the CEO and the co-founder going, we're going to stop this next time. It'll never happen again, is they've got real blind spots. So let's finish up with Ted Cruz and then get David Knight's take on it.
It's in scope or out of scope for that project. But I can say that if we were close to launching a search product in China, myself and my team would be very actively engaged to ensure that it was going through the appropriate privacy review process and that it was consistent with our privacy values and the commitments that we've made to our users.
In your opinion, does China engage in censoring its citizens?
The privacy representative for Google, I'm not sure that I've had, I'm not sure that I have an informed opinion on that question.
Because 3 months ago, Google publicly said, we believe American military and Trump are bad. As a company, our values say the U.S. military is evil. That they said not conducive to world peace. And so we're not going to help the system that actually built us. We're going to go work people that killed five times what Hitler did. And they won't even say China censors when their own documents are public. The engineers released it, that it is to track everything you do and then imprison people and kill people that don't play ball. I mean, I've never seen such lies, David Knight.
You know, Alex, I reported yesterday, and we're talking about Google and their Ministry of Privacy. That's like the Ministry of Truth from George Orwell's 1984. But I reported yesterday that there was a Supreme Court decision coming out of India about their biometric tracking system. And actually, they've got a greater percentage of their people being tracked biometrically than China does. But they've offered it as a carrot more than as a stick. And I think China is farther along in connecting this vast biometric data to artificial intelligence to identify and to punish people and to start using it that way. But in India, they've tied it more as a carrot, saying you can't get a job, you can't get your food stamps and so forth without this identity card. They call it the Aadhaar system. It's A-A-D-H-A-A-R.
And by the way, I read about that in a book written 2,000 years ago.
That's right. Well, you know, exactly. It's a mark of the beast. It absolutely is. And they started this in 2009. They didn't pass a law to make it legal until 2016. People challenged it in court. They had 36 different objections to it based on their constitution that was supposedly going to protect their privacy. And the Supreme Court in India just threw that out. And you got Bill Gates pushing this, saying we need to extend this to other countries. Alex, in what Aadhaar means is foundation. It's the Indian word for foundation. This is the foundation for what they want to do.
This is the cashless society
in China,
where they can hit one button and you can't buy or sell. Total control.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you got to do it to do banking, all these different things.
And they're using InfoWars as the foundation to begin the precedent for the literal global cashless society.
That's right.
And world star hip hop can have snuff films of white people getting stabbed, shot, knocked out, pools of blood. It's okay. We say we want lower taxes and don't want to be working with the communist Chinese to kill their own people. And we're hateful and we're banned. We'll be back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWars4.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We've got it. We've got it. Dangerous things are coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
David Knight's riding shotgun with us. We're going to have Millie Weaver, one of our great reporters, joining us. And again, I don't pre-script what my reporters say or think or do. A lot of mainstream media goes, look, one reporter Jones has says this. You know, Jones is questioning Sandy Hook 5 years ago. Paul Watson isn't. What's going on over there? Because we're not running a cult here. And it was Paul Watson convinced me that he thought Sandy Hook did happen. And of course, it helped a lot when some of the folks saying it didn't happen started thinking I was involved. Wait till all that comes out in court. So what you hear about me and Sandy Hook is not what's really going on, folks. And the reason I mentioned that is it's TV shows every day. Just disinfo, people going to their children's graves and, you know, and saying, I wish Alex Jones would stop saying that this didn't happen. And for years, I'm saying, I do believe it happened. Please stop saying that about me. You know, you say it's hurtful. Okay, I agree. I'm sorry the media spun what I said, but I'm not saying this now. So please stop saying I'm saying it. But it just won't stop. CBS News, I sent them a statement. They at least said, well, Jones, now that he's been sued, says it happened. No, I said that it happened years ago, but I said people have a right to question things because we've been lied to so much. And it's been telegraphed back to me that, well, what we want you to do is to say you're not going to question anymore. And that's not going to happen. People took it as weakness when I began to, because I never really covered Sandy Hook that much, when I began to say that, you know, I thought Sandy Hook happened. And it was because the anomalies I was looking at weren't exactly what people said. And then you could explain it.
And then I'd say, well, that's actually the fire department they're going in circles at, not the school, but it's still weird. They need to explain that. They're like, shut up, you're covering it up. And I'm like, well, no, I've got Google Maps. That's the fire department. You know, so again, what you hear in the media is not what I've said. And the best example of that is lately, 3 weeks ago at that Senate hearing, these Hispanic ladies come up and go, F you, you inbred white monkey, and your mother's married to your brother. And I love Hispanic people. They're like, I think probably the biggest fan group we've got, and I love them. But the, you know, the racist ones are just as nasty as the KKK. And I call her brown KKK. Go away. And so the news just says I ran up to random Hispanic ladies and I hate Hispanics and called them brown KKK. That's what they do, folks. They murder the truth. And that's why I know what Kavanaugh is going through, because I have experienced this firsthand. All right, David Knight's riding shotgun with us. I want to get to some of this cross-examination as well here. And I've got so many of these clips, and she's back cross-examining them again. I mean, how late is this going to go tonight with Kavanaugh? And I've got articles here where the reporting against Kavanaugh is like 3-1. So they're just totally, they're even still going with women that have withdrawn their claims as if they're real. Just like Ford is using witnesses, David, as you pointed out. And we should probably get into specifics of that again like you did in the first hour, because that's so central here, that she's still saying witnesses saw it who are on record for weeks saying that she's wrong and it's not true. That to me is really the game changer right there, completely. What do you say, David?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's in her statement, and then again, when she was being questioned, she said, I remember my friend Leyland being there as well. Now, this is her lifelong friend, as she talks about it, and her lifelong friend said, I was not there. I've never met Brett Kavanaugh. I was never at a party with Brett Kavanaugh, with or without Christine Ford present. And yet she continues down that line. But my wife contacted me, Alex, via text, and she had a take on it that I think you and I missed because we're men. And she watched this, and it wasn't in Christine Ford's statement, but it was in examination from other individuals asking her if she saw these guys at a later date. And she started talking about Mark. And she said, yeah, I saw him at the grocery store just a few weeks after that. And it was kind of awkward. I said hi and so forth. And he seemed very uncomfortable. And my wife said, that is absolutely not credible. Here is a guy that she thought they were going to rape her and kill her just a couple of weeks earlier. And she sees him at the grocery store and just says hi. And it's like, oh, this guy kind of acted weird with me. That was my wife's take on this. And I think she's exactly right.
So
the other thing.
I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing, too, is this Avenatti accuser. And again, I want to go back to this. The fact is that this individual who had filed a restraining order against her 17 years ago, 2001, I guess they were having an affair because he said she threatened his family, his wife, and threatened to harm his baby at the time. This guy is a registered Democrat. And the statement that he made that really does affect the credibility of this woman that was brought forward by Avenatti was that he had to file this restraining order to try to protect his family and himself from this individual. And so Avenatti's response is, there's no truth to this at all. Why are you attacking a sexual assault victim? Again, there is, you know, this is something that she has reconstructed, that she hasn't brought these charges forward. She said that she saw gang rapes that were being conducted on a regular basis, and yet she attended these parties on a regular basis and never notified anybody of this. She was 3 years older than Kavanaugh at the time. And so she is going to parties when she's in college. They're in high school. There's gang rapes and drugging of girls going on. And yet she goes to party after party after party of this. 10 times she goes to these parties. None of this makes any sense.
Got a bunch of these prosecutor questions that are ongoing now. But let's go to Mitchell, the investigator. Questions about morning statements, corrects herself that she did talk to her friend. More questions leading up to the party. Then we're going to the part about, well, there was music on, they turned it up, but the music wasn't on, but then it was. Well, there were five people, then there were two people. Let's go ahead and play that first clip on the investigator asking Ford questions. Here it is.
Thank you, Senator. I have a blow up here to my right of the map that was shown to you. The address that's indicated on here as belonging to your family is what all the property tax records showed as being your address.
Okay.
Just to put it in perspective, I'd like to show you a further out, a zoomed out picture so that we can put it in perspective.
Okay.
So we can show the greater Washington area. Of course, you can see the beltway on that.
You can see that she morally thinks this is right. And, I mean, you can read her so clearly.
Three, if we could look at that. We drew a 1 mile radius around the country club. And then we calculated from the furthest
point. Mr. Chairman, again, we don't have these documents. No, we're not. That's why she showed three different documents, because they depict three different things. So we'd like to see all three documents, please, so we can follow along.
She, proceed, please.
Okay. Looking at the third thing here, we calculated the distance from the closest point to your house from a mile radius of the country club, and then the farthest point. You can see it's 6.2 and, of course, 8.2 miles. Mm-hmm. And you've described this as being near the country club, wherever this house was. Is that right?
I would describe it as somewhere between my house and the country club in that vicinity that's shown in your picture.
Okay.
And the country club is about a 20-minute drive from my parents' home.
A 20-minute drive. And, of course, I've marked as the crow flies.
Yes.
Would it be fair to say that somebody drove you somewhere, either to the party or home from the party?
Correct.
Okay. Has anyone come forward to say to you, hey, remember, I was the one that drove you home?
No.
Okay. In your July 6th text to the Washington Post that you looked at earlier, you said that this happened in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. In your letter to Senator Feinstein, you said it occurred in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. In your polygraph statement, you said it was high school summer in 80s, and you actually had written in, and this is one of the corrections I referred to, early, and then you crossed that out. Later in your interview with the Washington Post, you were more specific. You believed it occurred in the summer of 19.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break, come back with a part where she flubs. The music was on, it wasn't on, it was off. She doesn't remember the year or what grade she was in, but she goes to this house, and it's Kavanaugh. It's incredible. We'll get David Knight's take on this. And then Kavanaugh's coming up sometime today. You know, will he get to face his accuser? We'll see. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. So does he. It's Alex Jones.
Well, there's video of Sheila Jackson Lee handing an envelope. Some are calling it a bribe. Probably questions that they want asked to him. We're going to play that clip in a moment. DrudgeReport.com, his turn coming up in the next 30 minutes. Obviously, Anthony Cumia normally hosts the fourth hour on this day. He'll be riding shotgun with us, but we're going to be taking his opening statements. In fact, a lot of stations I know just break away and cover this hearing in entirety. That's fine. We understand that. I don't want to do this to our TV stations because they're hard-coded. It can cause big problems for TV stations out there, but it's the right thing to do. I think when Kavanaugh goes up, we should go commercial-free. It's going to cause a train wreck for commercial stations and cable stations, and so they can preempt us if they want, but they're going to understand. Pull the ads next hour. We're going to go commercial-free. In fact, get ready for it now. And I want Millie Weaver to have a chance to pop in. I wanted to get her take on this. I appreciate her waiting in the wings. Do you have that clip that we just saw during the break, guys? You were telling me about the bribe? Okay, we'll go to that later then. Okay, let's go ahead now, though. And David Knight wants to comment on this clip we're about to play of the music and not being able to get that right. But she remembers the house and when she went and the car and what she was wearing, but doesn't know the year or what grade she was in because they know that Kavanaugh's got alibis and where he was during all these times because he was so fastidious and a total bookworm egghead. I mean, just to the neurotic level, perfect federal judge. So David, your take on this.
Yeah, Alex, I want to talk about that clip that you played in the last segment where you had the special counsel for the Republicans asking her questions about the map and where these places are located. That is a key point. And of course, the special counsel, I don't know if she's going to do this after, questioning Christine Ford or not, whether she's going to summarize this and say, well, you know, here's the summary here. But she's just asking these details and not really kind of summarizing something. So here's the deal. She said, I believe it was in this particular year because I didn't have my driver's license yet and I was being driven all the time. So she shows a map and she says, yes, about a 20-minute ride. And so she goes, do you remember who it was? Have you been able to find out who it was that gave you a ride home? Because wouldn't you think that after this traumatic experience, and here's from her testimony, she says, after she got out of the place, you know, they jumped on the bed. She was able to get out, run out of the room, hide in the bathroom. They went down the hallway. She was able to escape from the house. She goes, I ran down the stairs through the living room and I left the house. I remember being on the street, feeling an enormous sense of relief that I'd escaped from the house, that Brett and Mark were not coming after me. So wouldn't you think that since she's dependent on other people for this long drive to get her home.
And she's going
to
feel so good when her brother or her mom or her dad or her cousin or the neighbor pull up and you tell them and then daddy's going to go kick their ass.
Exactly.
I mean, they
tried to rape me.
Somebody does this to my 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Your dad is going to whip your ass or I'm going to do it.
And if her statement is true, if she's that afraid, if she thought that her life was at danger, if she thought she was about to be raped, she would have said that to somebody. Wow, I'm so glad that you're here because
no,
I mean,
there's no witnesses and all the witnesses she named blew up. She did, again, that's why she won't say the year. She won't say where, right. Any of it. Here is the bizarre footage of a congresswoman giving an envelope to the deep swamp lawyer. Here it is.
And to offer her testimony with dignity, and he wanted a show of civility all round. Senator Feinstein, the ranking member, and to offer her testimony.
I have to say, those look like envelopes of checks. Obviously paying for the state lawyer. That is the lawyer for Andy McCabe and the other snake monsters, swamp monsters. So that's pretty damning and that looks pretty, pretty bad right there. What do you say to have members of the committee with the deep state lawyer, with the accuser, with Judas Iscariot there?
Yeah, I wonder if they had a hot mic. I wonder if she's saying, George asked me to give this to you. George Soros, you know?
Well, there's several envelopes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a wedding reception line there.
Don Corleone says you did a good job. Here you go. Keep doing it. We appreciate what you're doing. The plan's going well. We're going to stop these people. Don't you worry one damn bit, huh?
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And of course, you know, just like with the Avenatti situation, you know, he dumps on this guy. How dare you attack this, this woman who's a victim? And this is something that was filed 17 years ago, had nothing to do with this. In the same way.
A restraining order on whatever her name is. Who's the third right. accuser? Julie Swetnick.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the same way, Alex, you know, she's talking about, when she told anybody about this, because she not only didn't tell the driver or whoever it was that picked her up, she never told her mother or anybody that this had happened. But she says, my husband recalls that I named my attacker as Brett Kavanaugh. This was when they were having marriage counseling or something like that in 2012.
And it turns out she said it was in the notes, and it's not.
It's not in the notes. And so he recalls this 6 years later. Oh, yeah, you said Brett Kavanaugh. But the therapist who wrote it down at the time didn't say that it was Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
didn't
say everything is phony with this. In fact, let's go to this clip where they're getting into her in the house and the music's on. It's not on. It's turned up. Here's a clip from earlier.
Do you recall prior to getting there? So I'm only talking about up to the gathering.
Okay.
Had you had anything to drink?
Not at all.
Okay. Were you on any sort of medication?
None.
Okay. Do you recall knowing before you went who was going to be at that gathering?
I recall that expecting that Mark Judge and Leland would be at that gathering.
Okay. Do you recall an expectation that Brett Kavanaugh would be there?
I don't recall whether or not I expected that.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the gathering up from the time you arrived till right when you went up the stairs, just that period of time.
Okay? He remembers no collaborators.
What was the atmosphere
only that
like
he is evil?
Gathering.
Mr. Kavanaugh and Mr. Judge were extremely inebriated. They had clearly been drinking prior, and the other people at the party were not.
Hit pause. She said in her first statement that they were all falling down drunk, including her, and that she didn't remember. I mean, man, I'm telling you, I've never seen such conflicting statements. Continue.
When you said it was clear that they had been drinking prior, do you mean prior to the time you had gotten there or prior to the time they had arrived?
Prior to the time that they arrived. I don't recall who arrived first, though.
Oh, boy.
Whether it was me or them.
Okay. Please continue.
Okay. So I recall that I can sketch a floor plan. I recall that it was a sparsely furnished, fairly modest living room. And it was not really a party, like the news has made it sound. It was not. It was just a gathering.
No, you said you were at a party, lady. We got it from you.
It was going to lead to a party later on that those boys would attend because they tended to have parties later at night than I was allowed to stay out. So it was kind of a pre-gathering.
Was it loud?
No, not in the living room.
Besides the music that you've described that was playing in the bedroom, was there any other music or television or anything like that that was adding?
No.
Okay. So there wasn't a stereo playing downstairs?
No.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, this is our country now. You have the Islamists invading, mass murdering, giant pedophile rings everywhere. It's all being covered up. And we're hearing about 36 years ago and a bunch of babble about a party and a guy jumps on and they roll around in a bed and there's no witnesses and it's the end of the world. We'll come back with final comments from David Knight. Kavanaugh is getting ready to testify. We're going to cover that uninterrupted. We'll have Millie Weaver popping in throughout the broadcast. Hopefully we'll get her on in a moment.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. presents himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground.
I may not exist on Google or Facebook or Twitter, but I exist in your soul and mind and on hundreds of radio stations, TV stations, and our own streams at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But make no mistake, the attempted silencing of InfoWars is the admitted test to silence people worldwide and to bring in a worldwide cashless society system based on communist China and, quite frankly, the Book of Revelation. Whether you believe in God or not, they're taking that as a blueprint of control. David Knight has already been on the air 5.5 hours today. And we got Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, everybody coming up in about an hour and a half. I'll be hosting right through the next hour with Anthony Cumia. One of our great reporters, Millie Weaver, is going to give her fresh take on all this here in just a moment. But I wanted to give David Knight, as we prepare, again, with this, we have a raw satellite feed from the confirmation hearing in the Senate, where you can see Brett Kavanaugh's name right there. We've also got live feeds of reporters, you name it, they're on the scene. So we'll take you to that right as it unfolds in the next 15 minutes. I want to tell radio and TV stations something. We're going commercial free next hour. I know a lot of you are. We'll still have the music, fire tones, the TV and radio stations, and then I will pause when we start the segment and end the segment. That's standard. People understand that. You'll see Fox National joining local doing the same thing. We are preempting things for Kavanaugh, who's got 3-to-1 attacks of the media. You're not hearing, you know, about people that have admitted that things are hoaxes. Not hearing about men that say they did basically jump on a girl at a party that looks like her at the time in that town. That's all being blacked out. So we're going to give Kavanaugh this chance because he's innocent until proven guilty. I wanted to give David Knight, before we go to Millie Weaver, before Kavanaugh gets his turn, any other key points you'd like to make, David Knight?
Yes, Alex, I was just handed this article by Julian. The Hill reported today that the New York Times had an opinion piece, or the opinion desk, rather, put out earlier today. They tweeted out a poll, and they were asking readers if they found the testimony of Christine Ford to be credible. And the people were so upset with him, they came back and said, we've deleted this, we're sorry for the tweet, in retrospect, a Twitter poll is insensitive in light of this. And so I guess the takeaway for this, Alex, is that women never lie unless they are making accusations about sexual assault by Bill Clinton or by Chuck Schumer. Because had, just as recent as December of this last year, we had Chuck Schumer had some Me Too allegations against him. I believe they were false. But Chuck Schumer doesn't want to give that presumption of innocence to anybody else for political reasons.
This is bombshell. The New York Times runs a poll asking, do you find it credible? And again, I guess it's insensitive. You can't even ask if a witness is credible if it's a woman. This is a totally inverse world where women are in a man's world. Great. I'm all about it. I love powerful women. But I don't like manipulative lying women anymore. I like manipulative lying men playing victim and jumping back and forth on both sides. You're going to accuse a family man with no criminal record, with an impeccable background, of outrageous crap with no witnesses 36 years later. Damn it, you better believe we can ask if you're credible or not. And that's what I'm saying is disgusting. And there's the New York Times, owned by an evil, corrupt kingpin that sucks off taxpayers, Carlos Slim. Speaking of that, here's Dianne Feinstein that can't even get the nomination of her own party in California, cornering Murkowski, another U.S. senator, literally in her face from CBS News. Here's this clip.
Committee's top Democrat, California Senator Dianne Feinstein, she has been at the center of this ever since the beginning. Remember, her office sent a letter to the FBI about Ford's accusation just 2 weeks ago. Now, yesterday, Bo Erickson from our Capitol Hill team snapped this photo of Feinstein essentially confronting Republican Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski is a key swing vote who could upend Kavanaugh's nomination. Murkowski is at least one of the four undecided Republican senators, along with Susan Collins, Jeff Flake, and Bob Corker.
By the way, back that up the photo. I mean, Feinstein looks like Frankenstein. She acts like Frankenstein. Her husband made billions off biotech she got from taxpayers. She is literally blocking her in, hate beaming her, and Murkowski is like groveling. This is sick. This is so sick. Now, the Democrats are such bullies. And then you've got Sheila Jackson Lee handing out envelopes to the swamp creature lawyer Soros lawyer for Mueller and Andy McCabe. I mean, this is such an obvious thuggish gangster move, David. I think he gets confirmed. I think we've hit rock bottom here. But if he doesn't, it blows up in their face bigger.
Yeah, and when we talk about all this stuff, she deserved to be heard and so forth. Let's remember that it was Dianne Feinstein, as Chuck Grassley pointed out, after he was accused by Dick Durbin, said, oh, these Republicans, they've obstructed this. And Grassley said, wait a minute, it was Feinstein who had this for over 45 days. She had this letter from Dr. Ford. If you wanted this to be heard, we could have gone through this. We could have done it privately. You could have taken depositions or done whatever you wanted to do. But you wait until the 11th hour. And it wasn't, I don't think, 2 weeks ago, as I reported. I think it was less than that, because we were supposed to have the vote last Thursday, and it was only a couple of days before that vote was to happen that we learned about these charges, according to my recollection. But, of course,
yeah, maybe Feinstein, my recollection, waited until the last minute to launch these fake attacks. By the way, they just found a photo of Feinstein, and I've seen her in person. I mean, she exudes even more evil than Hillary. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have the Wicked Witch of the East and stuff, you know, that's scary looking. That is a frightening woman. I mean, she is a frightening, frightening evil spirit. And
she had the Pelosi eyebrow treatment there.
But just look at what she, I mean, this is a vampire. This is a literal demon, her and her husband. God bless you, David Knight. Great job. You're a real trooper. And I know you'll be covering this more tomorrow with the David Knight program at 8 a.m. Central. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Okay, we got Millie Weaver coming up in a few segments. She'll ride shotgun with us. And then we've got Anthony Cumia always hosting that fourth hour on this day. But I'm sure we're going to skip the breaks. He'll commentary with us and we'll cover it. I plugged for 30 seconds first hour, and I didn't plug last hour. And we won't be here if you don't buy products. Plus, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And, yes, I've been so busy dealing with this that I've not come up with new specials, even though I did 25% off on X2, the amazing good halogen. Learn about the secrets of it, why pure iodine is so rare, why we're the only company that has it, why we can't get it anymore, why this is the last run. It sold so well at 25% off that I've got to, you know, go back to the regular price to even fund our operation. I've just been so busy, literally, that I'm not going to the marketing meetings that we have a couple times a week and, you know, deciding what we're going to promote, what we've got enough of. We're close to selling out of Super Blue fluoride toothpaste. That'll be must. We'll get more of that. Brain Force is close to selling out. Still 40% off. Secret 12, 40% off. Amazing deals. Sign up for auto shipment, additional 10% off. Again, you cancel any time. It's free. Every order you get Patriot points, 5% on each order. I got with the accountants like 6 months ago, and they go, the discounts are too big. The average supplement's marked up 7 times. Your average supplement's marked up 150 times, but you always discount 25 to 40%. You do 50% all the time. They're like, you're not going to make money with a 75% markup to pay for this. It's just, I mean, these are the best supplements. I go to the top organic manufacturers because I know we're going to be tested and harassed, and I want you to get a good response. So I give you the best for a lot of reasons. Just makes sense. But they look at me and they go, Mr. Jones, no one puts $40 a product in a DNA Force product. They put $10 and sell it for $100. Well, we put a lot more than that in there and then discount it $75. It's insane. No one does that. And it's the same thing with all these products, like Brain Force. It didn't have a lot in the bottle before because it's so expensive to make, and I was selling it cheap. So we did 20% more. Now it has more in the bottle. It's an insane deal, folks. At $23, there are similar formulas that are retail at $100 and sell for $65. That's the industry standard. $65 for Brain Force under other names. This is the formula. This is the best selling. There's a bunch of brands that are similar. They're all more expensive. I go on the tried and true. Like, what's best selling? What's rated the best? Let's make one even stronger and better. Half the price. Brain Force Plus. 40% off. We need the funding. We are your fighters. Thanks for all the great reviews. 6,000 reviews, 4.6. They got the Democrats, and they're trying to vote it down, but it's not working. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And whatever you do, we got the best T-shirts we've ever produced right now, and they're limited edition. They're made in America. They're incredible. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, I have to take action against PayPal and this whole Mark of the Beast system trying to say conservatives and Christians can't even have banking, because we know the Soros group and others and the breakaway group that Obama has trying to overthrow Trump are targeting our other payment processors and harassing them, trying to get them to dump us as well. We just got contacted earlier today. So that's why we still have PayPal for like six more business days, and we have payment processing now. You'll get all your orders, InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody needs to go there and get T-shirts and get books and get films to provision us for this fight. You need to commit right now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the books, get the videos, get the materials, because we're standing up for due process. We're standing up for justice. We're standing up for America. And we're standing up just against incredible mafia bullying. We're going to make it through all of this, but we've got to stand together, and we've got to stand with President Trump and Kavanaugh. This is just incredibly phony. As soon as he goes live, we're going to give you commercial-free coverage. Now, your stations may jump in. We're going to still fire the tones, because that, you know, TV and radio stations, we control the TV and radio stations. For people that don't know, that's how it works in radio and TV, is that we play the ads, they have their ads, and it's all programmed together with these tones and things, just like how telephones work. So we'll play the music, go to break. There's people watching on the internet and radio and TV stations that choose to skip breaks when Kavanaugh, a lot of stations are doing this, that's going to be happening. So just letting everybody know what's coming up. You're going to wonder why, if you're watching on the internet or listening at InfoWars.com, why I say we're going to break and then we're not at break. It's because I'm going to pause each time we go to break and each time we come back. That's how that's done. And there's rarely stuff this big, but if there's like, say, a nuclear war or something, we'll skip breaks too. Millie Weaver, documentary filmmaker, researcher, great InfoWars.com reporter. Thank you for joining us. I want to get your take as a reporter and as a mother and as a, wife and just as somebody of what you make of Ford. I personally, everything she says has been proven to not be true. Every witness she says is a witness against her. She just comes off very coached, but very badly coached. That's my view. What's your view?
Well, she is a psychologist, and she's a professor of psychology. So she would know how to mirror and try to represent herself as a victim. And if you notice, everyone was commenting on Twitter that I saw, were pointing out how her voice sounded very fake. She was talking in a childish, very meek, submissive manner and very confused. And that's because you would know that victims typically come forward in that manner are more likely to be believed than somebody who's going to be strong and just say what happened to them. So she was putting on an act. I felt like it was very insincere. She had a lot of inconsistencies in her testimony and things that didn't add up. One of which was that she said that she could not remember how she left the party. She says she knows she didn't drive though. And she's kind of implying that she was so intoxicated she couldn't remember how she even got home. Yet she says that she can confirm with 100% certainty that Brett Kavanaugh was the man who did this to her. So you would think that she would say, well, maybe there's a little bit of doubt if I was so intoxicated that I couldn't even remember how I got home. But she's been coached, obviously, by lawyers that told her that she can't say that it's not 100% certainty, because then that leaves room, legal room, for them to say that, well, maybe this wasn't Brett Kavanaugh. And these,
well, that's right. She always has all the specifics, the furniture, what the light bulbs look like, the moths flying around outside the door, but anybody taking there, picking her up, any witnesses, now she doesn't remember any of that. It's perfect amnesia. I mean, this is the same left that funds the Arab Spring, brainwashing kids, mass murder, abortion death, covering up for the Clintons, but suddenly they love women so much, and all these other women come out and their stories fall apart. I can't believe how desperate they are, Millie. Where do you think all this is going? Do you think Kavanaugh's going to get confirmed?
Well, sadly, I think that so many Republicans are actually weaker than we would like them to be, and that most of these Republicans might actually fall for the guilt trips that the Democrats are trying to put on them, because the Democrats know what they're doing. They know how to emotionally manipulate their base and other women or victims of abuse. And so essentially they know that people are going to naturally be inclined to believe someone when they're coming forward with a testimony, because those who have had abuse happen to them would hope that somebody would give them that same respect. So they're playing this card over and over again because it worked with Roy Moore, and it continues to work. Yet Democrats seem to have selective outrage when it comes to women coming out about abuse. The Democrat Party doesn't even really care about the accusations made against Keith Ellison, or, you know, if the accusations that came out against Bill Clinton from this plethora of women saying he did these horrific things to them, we would have never heard the end of it from the Democrats. But see, they'll brush that off. Oh, those were just women making accusations. There's no proof. But then when it comes to Kavanaugh, oh, we have to 100% believe without any smidgen of doubt, even though this woman's testimony isn't adding up, we can't question it because she's a woman, because she's claiming she's an abuse survivor of Brett Kavanaugh. Well, here's the thing. The mainstream media doesn't want to mention about how hundreds of women who actually know Brett Kavanaugh personally have come out and said that this man has good character, good integrity, and is an amazing man, and they've never had any instances of harassment or any type of abuse. So, you know, it just, we're going to believe one woman who claims to have met him or known him when he was a teenager over these 100 women that actually do know Brett Kavanaugh. We're just supposed to ignore their testimonies. And, you know, the mainstream media, particularly the liberal media, doesn't want to talk to us about that. They don't want to talk to us about those testimonies that those women are having. It's all about Blasey Ford's testimony, which many people have said, you know, her testimony seems unauthentic. There were a lot of issues with inconsistencies here. And, you know, even one of the things which her lawyer said that they had to postpone the hearing because she was afraid to fly. Well, then it turns out there's records of her frequently flying back and forth to that area all the time. So there's a lot of inconsistencies and holes in her testimony. And it just really goes to show that, you know, we shouldn't necessarily throw the book at a man who hasn't been proven guilty in a court of law and just acknowledge these accusations. The liberals are trying to seek a lynch mob on Brett Kavanaugh. The same thing they did with Anita Hill and Justice Clarence Thomas. And he even pointed it out back then and said, this is literally just an attack.
Millie, you're absolutely right. And your Skype was breaking up. You know, this sets a precedent for no due process. I mean, this is just insane. Gut level, what happens if he is confirmed? What happens if he isn't confirmed? What do you think in your crystal ball?
Well, I think if he is confirmed, then we're going to get the guilt trip from the Democrats and from women in the hashtag MeToo movement. And the Democrats are going to try to say that this is because Republicans don't care about women's rights. And they're going to try to get this as a motivation for women to stick with the Democratic Party. Whereas if we do see them go ahead and confirm him, I feel like it's going to be a good thing for the Republican Party, because I think most conservatives and Republicans are getting fed up with these crying wolf instances from the hashtag MeToo movement. And they know and see that they're insincere and that it's being used as a political weapon. So if the Republicans are to cave to this, I think a lot of Republicans and conservatives are going to feel very let down, as though they're acknowledging that those baseless accusations are true and that we should just, you know, without any proof or any justice system, we should just believe and allow these hate mobs, these outrage mobs, to take out our politicians. So I feel like it will hurt us. It will hurt either way, but I feel like it'll hurt more if he doesn't get confirmed. Just like with Roy Moore. Roy Moore losing was a big hit. So that's my take on the whole thing. You know, another thing is this. I will add in this. I feel like women who have actually really been abused, or raped or sexually assaulted are very offended and upset that the Democrat Party is using this type of situation to politically exploit and run their games and their agenda, and that it's making it so that people no longer trust a woman when she comes out with abuse, because they automatically think of these wolf cases like we've seen here with Ms. Blasey Ford's testimony. So all in all, real victims of abuse should be upset about this, and many of them are, and they're speaking out about it. And we've seen women come out to D.C. to support Brett Kavanaugh because they know.
Stay there, Millie. We're going to come right back in just a moment.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, you have got Kavanaugh getting ready to testify, and he's got all these beautiful, great women in there supporting him. The conservative women are beautiful, and leftist women look like they're mentally ill and have their brains removed with a melon baller. I mean, it's just something you begin to notice. They hate success. And you got the weasel lawyer right here. That's the deep state lawyer for McCabe and Mueller and all of them, Soros guy. And they're just, it's like they're Skeksis or something. And they're just slithering around. So we're going to be covering all this. And riding shotgun with us is going to be the great proprietor over there at Compound Media, Anthony Cumia. We're going to be commercial free as soon as this goes. But the stations can still obviously air their ads. So just let everybody know that over and over again. Millie, I think this is going to blow up the Democrats' face. Even if they can stop Kavanaugh, which I give about a 55% chance winning right now, if we don't back down and support due process. But even if they get rid of him, I like the Barrett lady better on her voting record and everything else. They're going to have trouble saying she raped a bunch of women or whatever, but they'll probably still say that. What do you think is going to come out of this? I mean, I just see this as really hitting rock bottom. I don't think this is selling well to the public. Every woman I know thinks it's a load of malarkey. Particularly women don't believe this lady.
Yeah, a lot of women are upset about this because what it does is it makes it so that if any other woman comes forward with something, if something's legitimate, they're going to be looked at in a different way because of all of these instances of women coming out and crying wolf for political agendas and political purposes. So that's why women are upset about it, because it hurts abuse survivors' credibility overall. But I just want to point out that I find something pretty interesting here with these two men who have come out saying that they were the ones who assaulted this woman. I almost wonder if this is like a setup from the Democrats as well, where they knew that they were going to have these guys come out and say this. That way, before, when Brett Kavanaugh were to say that he doesn't believe Mrs. Blasey Ford's testimony that she was assaulted, that essentially, even if we prove with some type of evidence that he is innocent, that they can then use that to say that he has bad judgment. Because see, she, you know, these guys have come forward and said that they did assault her. So either way here, I see that the Democrats have really staged this in a way where they're going to be able to try to hurt him, take him down. That is the agenda here, because what they're betting on is that they can try to win or steal the midterms and then start impeachment proceedings on President Trump.
Well, that's right. That's why they went with this, because it makes it look like Trump's being mean to women, even if he gets confirmed. And that's the calculus they're playing. I totally agree. But again, Millie, gut level, do you think Kavanaugh gets confirmed or not?
I think that it depends on his performance here during this hearing. I think that if he stands his ground, if he's confident, and if he doesn't take this this business that the Democrats are dishing out, and he counters it and says this is a circus in a similar way that Justice Clarence Thomas did, I think that if he stands strong, he will get confirmed.
I agree. I think it all rests on him and on us and on Trump. Millie Weaver, God bless you. You're still on YouTube. You're still on Twitter. You're doing a great job. Your reports have reached hundreds of millions of people. How do folks follow you on Twitter and on YouTube?
You can go to Millennial Millie on YouTube.
All right. God bless. Thank you so much, Millie. Check back in with us during War Room today if you can.
I will.
All right. You're hearing the background news there in the forum, the background audio. We're going to come back with this. Obviously, Anthony Cumia is a Welch School newsman, so he gets, we're about to preempt commercials, everything. We'll have commentary, but I want to give Kavanaugh a chance to respond, because there's press reports that they're 3-1, 5-1, and some agencies like MSNBC and CNN are 10-1 negative news on Kavanaugh. I mean, this is an electronic lynching that we haven't seen since they did the Clarence Thomas show. It all rests on the testimony back in 60 seconds. Spread the links.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
All right. Kavanaugh is about to testify. You can hear the sound there if you're in a radio listener inside the Senate hearing room. And you've got the snake lawyer of the deep state there that represents Ford sitting right behind Kavanaugh. You can see him there, and we're going to skip TV and radio breaks, but I will have music and then pause. I know stations know the drill, but for radio listeners, and then we will continue on for stations and radio that do want to have gabble-to-gabble coverage. I know most of you are already doing it, but we're doing it, and we get a bunch of calls when I do this every once in a while, so I'm announcing that coming up we're skipping all the breaks in this hour, and we're pulling all the breaks out. On the War Room as well, and continued coverage on this, because this is just super historical. Waiting for Kavanaugh to come in any minute now. Anthony Cumia, former top talk show rated morning show, and then banned by the FCC, targeted by the left because he was a libertarian, then banned number one show on XM, and now he has CompoundMedia.com, in the same boat as us, being absolutely persecuted. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. You say you've watched the whole thing. My God, I feel sorry for you. I've watched large sections. And what you said, I think, encapsulated to me during the break about Ford. So give us your take.
Yes, she, I can't imagine everybody that watched it that I heard on mainstream media says how amazing she was, incredible, and what a brave, courageous person this is. What was I watching? I must have been watching an episode of I Dream a Genie or something, because I saw was somebody who seemed a bit off, let's just
That's
say.
Right. Stay right there. Anthony Kumi, commentmedia.com. Kavanaugh is now seated. Let's fade up the audio.
Judge Kavanaugh, we welcome you. Are you ready? I have something I want to clear up from the last meeting that doesn't affect you. So before I swear you, I would like to explain my response to Senator Kennedy right after the break. At that time, I entered into the record the statements of three witnesses Dr. Ford said were also at the party. These statements were provided to us under penalty of felony by lying to, if you lie to Congress. As soon as my team learned the names of these three potential witnesses, we immediately reached out to them requesting an interview. In response, all three submitted statements to us denying any knowledge of the gathering Dr. Ford described. If we had calls with them, we would have invited the minority to join. Every time that we've received any information regarding Judge Kavanaugh, we've sought to immediately follow through and investigate. The minority staff sat on Dr. Ford's letter for weeks, and staff told us that they believed it is, quote, highly inappropriate to have these follow-up calls before the FBI finishes its investigation, end of quote, even though the FBI had completed its background information. When we followed up with Judge Kavanaugh after we received Dr. Ford's allegations, the ranking member staff didn't join us, even though these calls are usually done on a bipartisan basis. They joined other calls with the judge, but they didn't participate or ask any questions. Would you please rise, sir?
Yes.
Do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the committee will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Yeah. And like we offered to Senator or to Dr. Ford, you can take whatever time you want now for your opening statement. Then we'll go to questions. So proceed.
Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Feinstein, members of the committee, thank you for allowing me to make my statement. I wrote it myself yesterday afternoon and evening. No one has seen a draft or it except for one of my former law clerks. This is my statement. Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school. I denied the allegation immediately, categorically, and unequivocally. All four people allegedly at the event, including Dr. Ford's longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, have said they recall no such event. Her longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, said under penalty of felony that she does not know me and does not believe she ever saw me at a party ever. Here is the quote from Ms. Kaiser's attorney's letter. Quote, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh, and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. End quote. Think about that fact. The day after the allegation appeared, I told this committee that I wanted a hearing as soon as possible to clear my name. I demanded a hearing for the very next day. Unfortunately, it took the committee 10 days to get to this hearing. In those 10 long days, as was predictable and as I predicted, my family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations. The 10-day delay has been harmful to me and my family, to the Supreme Court, and to the country. When this allegation first arose, I welcomed any kind of investigation, Senate, FBI, or otherwise. The committee now has conducted a thorough investigation, and I've cooperated fully. I know that any kind of investigation, Senate, FBI, Montgomery County Police, whatever, will clear me. Listen to the people I know. Listen to the people who have known me my whole life. Listen to the people I've grown up with and worked with and played with and coached with and dated and taught and gone to games with and had beers with. And listen to the witnesses who allegedly were at this event 36 years ago. Listen to Miss Kaiser. She does not know me. I was not at the party described by Dr. Ford. This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process. But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
That's right. Wow.
Since my nomination in July, there's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation.
God, they're pathetic.
Shortly after
every bit of it, Anthony, is horseshit. Delay that.
Quote, oppose me with everything he's got.
This is exactly what he needed to do. Come out with guns blazing.
He did it. You can tell he's innocent.
Huge.
That crazy professor, dingbat.
And said that those who supported me were, quote, complicit in evil. Another Democratic senator on this committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh is your worst nightmare. A former head of the Democratic National Committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh will threaten the lives of millions of Americans for decades to come. I understand the passions of the moment, but I would say to those senators, your words have meaning. Millions of Americans listened carefully to you. Given comments like those, is it any surprise that people have been willing to do anything, to make any physical threat against my family, to send any violent email to my wife, to make any kind of allegation?
They're threatening to kill the people at the restaurant that served Ted Cruz. We're going to skip this network break, but I'm going up to break. Some stations are going to carry it. This is live gabble-to-gabble coverage of Judge Kavanaugh and the witch hunt. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
I fear that the whole country will reap the whirlwind. The behavior of several of the Democratic members of this committee at my hearing a few weeks ago was an embarrassment. But at least it was just a good old-fashioned attempt at borking. Those efforts didn't work. When I did at least okay enough at the hearings that it looked like I might actually get confirmed, a new tactic was needed. Some of you were lying in wait and had it ready. This first allegation was held in secret for weeks.
Anthony, this is really strong. This is the truth. This is going to devastate them. He didn't bow down. He's not kissing butt anymore, saying, oh, maybe it happened to her. He gets it's manufactured. This will devastate them.
Yep. That's when you looked at what that lunatic was saying. It was all feelings, and this is fact.
And then, as no doubt was expected, if not planned, came a long series of false last-minute smears designed to scare me and drive me out of the process before any hearing occurred. Crazy stuff. Gangs, illegitimate children, fights on boats in Rhode Island. All nonsense reported breathlessly and often uncritically by the media. This has destroyed my family. And my good name, a good name built up through decades of very hard work and public service at the highest levels of the American government. This whole 2-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked.
Look
about
at that
my
slimy
record,
deep state lawyer
revenge
right over
on
here.
Behalf of the Clintons.
Disgusting.
And millions of dollars.
Go full screen behind me. I want to show people this guy. This guy.
Opposition groups.
Yeah, over there. Yeah. This
is a circus. The consequences will extend long past my nomination. The consequences will be with us
Michael
for decades. This grotesque and coordinated character assassination will dissuade competent and good people of all political persuasions from serving our country. And as we all know, in the United States political system of the early 2000s,
what goes around comes around. Yeah,
I am
Alyssa
an optimistic Milano. Guy. I always try to be on the sunrise side of the mountain, to be optimistic about the day that is coming. But today, I have to say that I fear for the future.
I do. That's what I said first hour.
Last time I was here, I told this committee that a federal judge must be independent, not swayed by public or political pressure. I said I was such a judge, and I am. I will not be intimidated into withdrawing from this process. You've tried hard. You've given it your all. No one can question your effort. But your coordinated and well-funded effort to destroy my good name and destroy my family will not drive me out. The vile threats of violence against my family will not drive me out. You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit.
Oh.
Never.
Beautiful.
We're in the same boat. We've all been, all three of us have been through this crap by these pieces of crap. And does it make us weaker, Anthony? No. Makes us stronger.
High school,
motivates
not
you.
College, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific. One of my closest friends to this day is a woman who was sexually abused.
All right, we're coming back, joining stations now.
In the 90s, when we were in our 30s, confided in me about the abuse and sought my advice.
Well, this is Judge Kavanaugh's testimony. Very powerful. Coverage live.
Allegations of sexual assault must always be taken seriously. Always. Those who make allegations always deserve to be heard. At the same time, the person who is the subject of the allegations also deserves to be heard. Due process is a foundation of the American rule of law. Due process means listening to both
Anthony,
sides.
Anthony, I got to say, I really like Kavanaugh even more now.
This is amazing. I was hoping for half of this much passion and logic after what we just saw, and he is putting it out there. This, you're right, this will get him confirmed.
And he's literally a polar opposite from that sketchy rat-like liar who was just like literally that bug-eyed demon.
Yeah, just whining through a prepared statement of nothingness. No facts, no anything. This we're hearing genuine passion from a guy who's literally fighting for his life.
Prosecutors and trial judges. She and my dad taught me the importance of equality and respect for all people, and she inspired me to be a lawyer and a judge. Last time I was here, I told you that when my mom was a prosecutor and I was in high school, she used to practice her closing arguments at the dining room table on my dad and me. As I told you, her trademark line was, use your common sense. What rings true? What rings false? Her trademark line is a good reminder as we sit here today, some 36 years after the alleged event occurred, when there is no corroboration, and indeed it is refuted by the people allegedly there. After I have been in the public arena for 26 years without even a hint, a whiff of an allegation like this, and when my nomination to the Supreme Court was just about to be voted on at a time when I'm called evil,
look at the weasel lawyer behind it. He looks like he's just like Satan just had Archangel Michael jabbing with a sword.
If I am confirmed. This onslaught of last-minute allegations does not ring true.
Ted Antolovay.
I'm not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. But I have never done this to her or to anyone. That's not who I am. It is not who I was. I am innocent of this charge. I intend no ill will to Dr. Ford and her family. The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers. And little Liza, all of 10 years old.
Oh, boy.
Said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman. It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old.
That is the hurtful thing, is your children have to hear these lies. I mean, my kids hear this stuff about me. It's just
no ill will.
Can't imagine.
You have to experience it yourself. First, it's these people.
Real. Let's start with that's my career. Emotion.
That isn't whining over a written
statement. For the last
26
years, since 1992, I've served in many high-profile and sensitive government positions for which the FBI has investigated my background six separate times. Six separate FBI background investigations. Ooh. Over 26 years, all of them after the event alleged here. I have been in the public arena and under
Anthony, this smells like victory. And if you look at the squirming Democrats behind them, I mean, they look like they are crapping giant bricks.
You know what? I've thought that and seen that before. I worry about what's going on through their heads now. What's their next step after seeing him perform like this and give such an impassioned plea for his innocence? You know, I don't put anything past him anymore, Alex. I don't put anything past him. I honestly think this guy is in danger.
No, I agree. Anyone that supports Trump or America has to be destroyed. And you say, oh, my God, this guy that shot a cop in Houston in the back of the head for no reason was an animal, and they take you off your XM show. I mean, they literally, the Twitter account that says kill cops has hundreds of thousands of followers that went after Cruz. They're still up. World Star Hip Hop has snuff films. They have PayPal, I don't, and they're now trying to shut down other payment processors. I mean, it's just these people are psychotic.
One person on the left even paid $1 million for people to report evidence of sexual wrongdoing, and it worked.
Jesus.
Exposed some prominent people. Nothing about me. From 2001 to 2006, I worked for President George W. Bush in the White House. As staff secretary, I was by President Bush's side for 3 years and was entrusted with the nation's most sensitive secrets. I traveled on Air Force One all over the country and the world with President Bush. I went everywhere with him, from Texas to Pakistan, from Alaska to Australia, from Buckingham.
The personal assistant here is more than anybody.
3 years in the West Wing, 5.5 years in the White House. I was then nominated to be a judge on the D.C. Circuit.
Impeccable
I was thoroughly
record.
Vetted by the
Impeccable.
White House, the FBI, the American Bar Association, and this committee. I sat before this committee for two thorough confirmation hearings in 2004 and 2006. For the past 12 years leading up to my nomination for this job, I've served in a very public arena as a federal judge on what is often referred to as the second most important court in the country. I've handled some of the most significant and sensitive cases affecting the lives and liberties of the American people. I have been a good judge. And for this nomination, another FBI background investigation, another American Bar Association investigation, 31 hours of hearings, 65 senator meetings, 1,200 written questions, more than all previous Supreme Court nominees combined.
Amazing.
Throughout that entire time, throughout my 53 years and 7 months on this earth until last week, no one ever accused me of any kind of sexual misconduct. No one ever. A lifetime a lifetime of public service, and a lifetime.
Anthony, let me ask you this question. Why are the Democrats so violent, psychotic, hateful, trying to destroy us because we love America and the economy's coming back? What is their weird hard on for the country? It's their cut. Because they're just getting crazier and crazier.
They have some kind of plan, a greater plan than I think we even see to bring down this country. And obviously now we know ever since Trump was elected and what we've seen in recent days, they will stop at nothing to destroy everything that we hold dear as Americans for our country. I couldn't tell you, though, what that plan is, but it's got to be something. You can't all just be mental patients like this.
Because they want to parlay America into global domination. They're in a power cult. They're slime bags. They have no rules. There's just something fundamentally wrong with them. We're going to go to break here. We're going to skip this break. The stations can go to break if they want to. TV, radio. This is a live coverage of Judge Kavanaugh, and I'm trying to limit what I say. This is very powerful. He's come out of the gate swinging. Guns a-blazing, like Anthony Cumia, CombatMedia.com said. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We'll be right back after this break. Again, for a lot of stations, you want to skip the break, we are skipping it right now. So stay with us and spread the word. This is really good news, though. Stay with us.
Junior and senior years of high school at Georgetown Prep. A rigorous all-boys Catholic Jesuit high school in Rockville, Maryland. When my friends and I spent time together at parties on weekends, it was usually with friends from nearby Catholic all-girls high schools, Stone Ridge, Holy Child, Visitation, Immaculata, Holy Cross. Dr. Ford did not attend one of those schools. She attended an independent private school named Holton Arms, and she was a year behind me. She and I did not travel in the same social circles. It is possible that we met at some point at some events, although I do not recall that. To repeat, all of the people identified by Dr. Ford as being present at the party have said they do not remember any such party ever happening. Importantly, her friend, Ms. Kaiser, has not only denied knowledge of the party, Ms. Kaiser said under penalty of felony, she does not know me.
By the way, that's the thing, Anthony. In all three of the women, all the witnesses say it's not true. And then these women keep saying, I have witnesses. And she said these women's names. And in this hearing, when the people for a week and a half say it's not true, that is the total proof of fraud. That they're still using the fake witnesses, hoping the audience is not paying attention.
Well, wouldn't it be great if the news reported it that way? But they report that she's got corroborating witnesses when we know that to be false. It's this runs deep.
Refuted.
It does run. I mean, it's concerted culture of crooks in mainstream media lying with government and the Democrats. I mean, it's a criminal gang. Let's continue.
At the corner of Connecticut Avenue and East West Highway in Chevy Chase, Maryland. In her letter to Senator Feinstein, she said that there were four other people at the house. But none of those people, nor I, lived near Columbia Country Club. As of the summer of 1982, Dr. Ford was 15 and could not drive yet. And she did not live near Columbia Country Club. She says confidently that she had one beer at the party. But she does not say how she got to the house in question.
Doesn't remember.
Or how she got home. Or whose house it was. Fourth, I've submitted to this committee detailed calendars recording my activities in the summer of 1982.
This is key.
Yeah.
Why did I keep calendars? My dad started keeping detailed calendars of his life in 1978.
Because a total bookworm nerd. I mean, first in class and everything. I mean, this guy's like meticulous.
He did so as both a calendar and a diary. He's a very organized guy, to put it mildly.
Well, it's hurting him being drugged through the mud like this.
This
guy's led a totally neurotic life to be perfect, and now they're doing this to him. It really hurts him.
Christmas time, we sit around and he regales us with old stories. Old milestones, old weddings, old events from his calendars. In ninth grade, in 1980, I started keeping calendars of my own. For me also, it's both a calendar and a diary. I've kept such calendars, diaries for the last 38 years. Mine are not as good as my dad's. Some years.
All right, we're back. Kavanaugh's going into his detailed calendars. Kid, he began keeping them in the ninth grade after his father. Let's continue.
Some goofy parts, some embarrassing parts. But I did have the summer of 1982 documented pretty well. The event described by Dr. Ford presumably happened on a weekend because I believe everyone worked and had jobs in the summers. And in any event, a drunken early evening event of the kind she describes presumably happened on a weekend. If it was a weekend, my calendars show that I was out of town almost every weekend night before football training camp started in late August. The only weekend nights that I was in D.C. were Friday, June 4, when I was with my dad at a pro golf tournament.
If you don't think this is genuine emotion of a guy that's fighting for his life and been dragged through the mud, then give him an Oscar. Then he deserves an Academy Award.
He's Robert De Niro in his prime. And here's the deal. He is fighting for his life. He is so shocked he's being raped like this.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, because everybody knows these type of guys in high school. I had buddies that played football, but also like top of the class. And you went over to their house to have dinner with their parents and eat ice cream and maybe watch a football game. They didn't smoke. They didn't drink. They were up till 2 every night to make that 4.0. And that's exactly how this guy was. And they didn't date girls, anything. I was the guy doing that. And, you know, sure as hell wasn't raping him. My God, I couldn't beat him off with a stick. I mean, it's just true. Look at this. This is anybody that knows this, this is a super nerd. Top of his class at the top college in the country.
That weekend before a brutal football training camp schedule was no time for parties.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
So let me emphasize this point. If the party described by Dr. Ford happened in the summer of 1982 on a weekend night, my calendar shows all but definitively that I was not there. During the
so they're bringing leftist movie stars in, too, and, like, sticking them by the lawyer to make it about them.
I was out of
sick.
Town for 2 weeks of the summer.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano, we need her sitting by the lawyer.
And at the legendary five-star basketball.
Zoom in on that harpy.
Hillsdale, Pennsylvania.
Wow, he is busted up about this.
When I was in town, I spent much of my time working out,
they ought to be ashamed.
Lifting weights, playing basketball, or hanging out and having some beers with friends as we talked about life and football and school and girls. Some have noticed that I didn't have church on Sundays on my calendars. I also didn't list brushing my teeth. And for me, going to church on Sundays was like brushing my teeth. Automatic. Still is.
Hmm.
In the summer of 1981, I had worked construction. In the summer of 1982, my job was cutting lawns. I had my own business of sorts. You see some specifics about the lawn cutting listed on the August calendar page. When I had to time the
this
last
is a good time when he just gets him the calendar and shows this is all a fraud. She can't even say what year now he has calendars. You can see them at every level moving. This has devastated them. I think we both agree. I think the audience does. But they're going to, like you said, what are they going to cook up next? Probably, you know, some boy he raped or something. I mean, what do you think, gut level?
Wow.
You're a smart guy, Anthony Cumia. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, that's a great point because, You always hear that thing, the worst enemy of a politician is a live girl or a dead girl or a live boy.
Yeah.
I think I don't put anything past him, Alec. I don't put past him. And this sounds crazy. Some type of thing to, I mean, we look what happened to, we've seen, people get shot at. And I don't put it past these maniacs to do something that extreme.
Well, I've personally experienced where the Daily Mail calls up and says, you wear shoes with swastikas and you run around, you know, asking guys to date you. And then I go, well, what's the allegation? Well, you didn't ask him to date you, but he felt like it was like a transcendental. And I go, okay, well, I don't have any Nazi shoes. And that's insane. They just cook up this stuff. I go, did you pay him? Well, we're not going to comment on that. And so it's what I mean. Like, there's no holds barred now. But doesn't mainstream media get they're just further destroying themselves?
I think they're so deluded into thinking that everybody thinks like they do. And it's this small portion of people that are these maniacs and Nazis and women misogynists and whatnot. And it's just not so. There's a lot of people. The majority of the United States, I would absolutely say, that do not agree with their ideology and are completely disgusted by what they've done to this man.
I think this is going to win the midterms for the Republicans. Everyone I talk to is just disgusted.
Inconsistent with my record. For
watching
my
the news after the maniac Ford got up there, I was getting a little nervous. I'm like, they're all saying how credible she was. And, she really seemed to, know the details of what happened to her, even though some peripheral stuff she didn't know. Like, they were just pouring it out there. I can't wait to see how mainstream media is going to interpret this. Oh, crocodile tears. Is that what we're going to hear? And oh, look at this act that he put on. Because they can't be, unbiased. Friends who are women.
That started in high school. Maybe it was because I'm an only child and had no sisters. But anyway, we had no social media or text or email, and we talked on the phone. I remember talking almost every night, it seemed, to my friends Amy or Julie. Or Kristen or Karen or Suzanne or Maura or Megan or Nikki. The list goes on. Friends for a lifetime, built on a foundation of talking through school and life, starting at age 14.
Everybody can smell genuineness, several Anthony Kenamia. And this is right devastating to them. This is, you can tell, this is totally real my compared to that crazy whack job who first went with her hair in her face and acted all, oh, I'm scared. And later was like, like a little dog to the Democrats. I mean, it was sick.
For all my time in high school.
This is, genuine. I think a lot of people were under the impression that we were going to get this emotional side from her and this very factual, technical side from him, and we were going to have to weigh what's stronger to you, that emotion or the facts. Well, we're getting both out of Kavanaugh right now. This is true emotion. Like I said, a guy fighting for his life.
Because he's in the jaws of death, and he's blown away. He keeps looking at him and like, he goes, you people, you really, why have you done this? He wouldn't do that to them. But see, this is what's going to happen to conservatives and patriots and libertarians and common censors. I think you and I, we don't conservative, we're pro-America, free market. Yeah, I think free speechers, they've effed with us so bad now that now we're not playing games anymore. We're not just acting like we were before. Now everything we do, when I spend money or I stay in a hotel or anything I do now, I check who are they. If they're a globalist, if they're a leftist, I don't associate with you. And oh, you don't like me, you're a leftist restaurant? I don't come to your restaurant now. Oh, you're a maid service, you're leftist? I don't have you as a maid service. You're a leftist? You want to ostracize me? I ostracize you!
I think some editors and students wanted the yearbook. Well,
good point.
because they need us. We're the producers, not them.
Yeah.
Caddyshack.
Cut them off.
And Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which were all recent movies at that time. Many of us went along in the yearbook to the point of absurdity. This past week, my friends and I have cringed.
That's really astute because Caddyshack was so seminal in the 80s. Everyone joked about Caddyshack. It's like the movie. And then I even made that point that like it was Caddyshack-like, but you were acting like Caddyshack. It didn't mean you were doing Caddyshack.
Right, or Fast Times at Ridgemont High like he just brought up and things like that in the early 80s, sure. He is so upset that he's had to have his friends and family dragged through the mud.
One thing in particular,
as much as he has.
And I'm not trying to insert myself into this, but I've been demonized only second to Trump, and I guess now Kavanaugh. It's good to be third. I don't want to be second. You open the newspaper up, and it's just never a quote or what you said, just lies.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll send a newspaper, if you talk to them, they'll just spend 5 hours and not quote one thing just to drain your energy and just to spy on your office and how do we shut you down? I mean, these leftists are like little wimps in war mode. We'll be back. We're skipping this break, but if stations don't, it's fine. We're back in 4 minutes. This is the live Kavanaugh hearing. It's Bombshell. He came out guns a-blazing.
The term is related to sex. It was not related to sex. As the woman herself noted to the media on the record, she and I never had any sexual interaction at all. I'm so sorry to her for that yearbook reference. This may sound a bit trivial, given all that we are here for, but one thing I want to try to make sure.
They're going to make fun of him breaking down like this. This is real. This is a guy that's all about being in control, and he is not in control now. He was at first, but now he just is getting pissed.
As to sex.
Good luck trying to make fun of this.
This is not a topic I ever imagined would come up at a judicial confirmation hearing. Mm. But I want to give you a full picture of who I was. I never had sexual intercourse or anything close to it during high school or for many years after that. In some crowds, I was probably a little outwardly shy about my inexperience. Tried to hide that. At the same time, I was also inwardly proud of it. For me and the girls who I was friends with, that lack of major or rampant sexual activity in high school was a matter of faith and respect and caution. The committee has a letter from 65 women who knew me in high school. They said that I always treated them with dignity and respect. That letter came together in one night, 35 years after graduation, while a sexual assault allegation was pending against me in a very fraught and public situation where they knew they'd be vilified if they defended me.
Mm.
Think about that.
He's a decent guy. It's like that's all you're seeing here. He's concerned about his friends and family and what they have had to go through.
Those are some awesome women. And I love all of them.
Because he's not feeling guilty, but you can't help but still feel a guilt. I'm going to explain, like, you're not guilty, but you feel guilt because of what you're doing. Then they target your family, and then you know you got to keep doing what you're doing, but then you still feel the guilt. I don't know how to explain it, Anthony. It's like you know you're not wrong, but you still feel the guilt. Does that make sense?
I absolutely get it. The guy's job as a father and husband is to be the protector of his family. And somehow, through no fault of his own, he's let people in because of what he does to harm his family. And he's got to feel badly about that.
I sent me a text last night that said, quote, deep breaths. You're a good man, a good man, a good man. A text yesterday from another of those women friends from college said, quote, Brett, be strong, pulling for you to my core.
The senators are saying, my God, he just destroyed him.
Yet another of those women I'm friends with from college.
It's not just that he's a strong testimony. She came off, I mean, when she got up there, she looked so freaking crazy, and the way she different personalities and like act all like this and like this and like little doggy like to Feinstein.
In a split second, she went from that whiny, she's trying to make it look like she's crying with zero tears coming out of her eyes, to laughing with the woman that's interrogating her. So yeah, she came off like a nut.
All right, we're back with live coverage of Kavanaugh. We've been skipping these breaks. Some stations are skipping, some aren't. Anthony Cumia at CompoundMedia.com is riding shotgun with us. Brett Kavanaugh is wiping the floor with him. I mean, I don't want to overestimate this because they could take a blue sky and say it's the end of the world, like you were saying. They said she was this incredible genius, so eloquent, it all lined up perfectly when it was a giant train wreck and she was contradicting herself every 5 seconds. So they're going to say, worst performance ever. Kavanaugh melts down, makes weird facial tics, you know, rapes woman on desk. You know, I mean, who knows, Anthony?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I wouldn't put it past them. They don't seem to ever give up. Like he even gave them credit at the job they've done at dragging him through the mud.
And I love how he said, even if you beat me, you haven't beat me. You're a pack of lying scum.
Yeah. And that's going to be something that resonates with the American people, not just in watching him get confirmed, God willing, but also, like you said, in the midterm elections. They're not very far off, Alex, and we have this disgusting circus that we've watched in our memories, very recent memories when we go to those voting booths.
And this is a disgusting circus. That's the perfect name.
I've watched many seconds of it, believe me. And between the porno lawyer and these other allegations coming out, and they have no merit whatsoever. And the Democrats and the mass media that back all these up, it's disgusting.
And then the head deep state lawyer for McCabe and Comey and Soros, he's right there in the shot, slithering in. I mean...
serve as my law clerks each year. The law clerks for federal judges are the best and brightest graduates of American law schools. They work for one-year terms for judges after law school, and then they move on in their careers. For judges, training these young lawyers is an important responsibility. The clerks will become the next generation of American lawyers and leaders. Judges and senators. Just after I took the bench in 2006, there was a major New York Times story about the low numbers of women law clerks at the Supreme Court and federal appeals courts. I took notice and I took action. A majority of my 48 law clerks over the last 12 years have been women. In a letter...
Oh, they tried to spin that like it was a stable of whatever, as if these neurotic federal judges are doing that with women. Anthony, we've got the war room coming up with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, and I'll be popping in at that studio, too. That's going to be going on. Obviously, the questions are going to come, and that's going to be the real fireworks. We'll have continued coverage. And over at CompoundMedia.com, you're going to be covering things. So just, and obviously we'll have highlights of this, too. Everybody, Infowars.com/show. You're trying to shut us down everywhere when you spread those links. Because we're not on Facebook or Twitter. They're banning us everywhere. You got to take the links to Infowars.com/show and spread those. But just in closing here, in a few minutes, we'll go back to more of this. I think it's going to be incredible fireworks. And he's so emotional, but also so factual, that weird combo that's so strong. Can you imagine when Feinstein and other slime bags try to attack him? I think they can't help but push it. And I think we're going to see them even blow their feet off with a shotgun even worse.
You know, great point, man, because when they were interviewing that mental patient, and of course the Republican men didn't want it to look like they were bullying or beating up on a victim, so they had Mitchell come in there and ask the questions. Now, a lot of people thought everybody was too lenient on her, not really getting her to come forward and deny some of the witnesses' testimony that was written down. But here's the big thing. He gets up there now and gets questioned. They're going to have to be careful how they go after him, because he is becoming a very sympathetic character with his show of genuine
emotion.
He's
the real victim, and people know men aren't trying to be victims. But when you're a real victim, that's when you get the power of the victim the left's always trying to masquerade about. Because it's not the disempowered person, it's the victimhood of the hero, like the Alamo, or what. It's that archetype of the guy that does the right thing and is the underdog.
Thanks to what some of you absolutely on this side of the
he's got the two things, the intelligence. He's very good as far as his job goes, being a judge and having been a lawyer, so he knows how to speak very well. But he's also got that genuine emotion there that how the hell are you going to watch that a Booker go after him
when he's showing how crushed he's been.
And you know the emotion's real. They're saying he's some mad dog rapist, and then 20-something witnesses say none of it happened.
How do you refute that?
Listen, I'm pissed about the media getting fake witnesses saying stupid stuff like I wear Nazi shoes or, you know, I'm a racist. It's a lie because they betrayed me, that they know it's not true. But I couldn't imagine, because I know they've tried. The New York Times is called. I don't know how they got, like, I date a chick three times. And they're like, hey, they call people I know them with my number changed years ago. They're like, I'm getting calls from New York Times, Washington Post. I told them you treated me really nice. In fact, by the way, I hear you're married, but if you get divorced, let's go out. They have got my database or my phone records. Because I didn't date that many women when I got divorced. They've called them all, Anthony. This is like an intelligence operation. That's what I'm saying is, this is insane. I'm wondering where it goes next. Because imagine what they did to me. What are they doing to him?
Yeah. No one's safe, obviously. And as far as what they could do to him next, all he can do is exactly what he's doing right now. He is pleading his case brilliantly. And you talk about credibility. That's what we're looking at here. I'm very curious to see is how they question him and what they do next. Like we were saying, what scum move do they pull next to try to thwart him from becoming a Supreme Court justice?
Exactly. And I'm just thankful from the women they've called about me that the women were truthful, even though they got offered money and stuff. And they're like, God, are you okay? This is scary. What the hell? Who are these people? I mean, I even have lawyers and liberal women I know. They're like, God, I thought you were full of it, but I liked you. But the New York Times lies like this. What happened to America? I mean, it's like so something happened when Trump got elected. They like went, oh, we lied to get Hillary, but it didn't work. Let's triple what we were doing. And then that doesn't work. Let's quadruple. And then it's like, is there any end to the Trump derangement syndrome?
36 years. Boy, I don't see it. I don't see any end to it. I'm one of those lucky people, Alex, that has been privy to having news cameras camped out on your lawn at certain times. It is not a fun thing. That invasion of privacy, the lies that come out about you, that you are powerless, really, to do anything about because of the reach the media has and the restrictions that are put on us constantly. We're being cut off from our communication hubs. So it is very frustrating. And it's good to see somebody like this, Brett Kavanaugh, being able to refute this crap.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what makes it so personal for me is I know you've been persecuted. We're not victims. We're targets. We're victorious. We're not going, oh, we're victims. We've gone through some of what he's going through. So it's skin in the game. It's like to see him finally destroy them like this. They'll try to spin it, but we all know what just happened. This is amazing. I think they're going to launch a bunch of other women.
Judge Kavanaugh.
They're going to launch a bunch of other, you know, crazies doing this, and it's very, very sad. Anthony Kumi, I know you're going to be covering this live at compoundmedia.com. Thank you so much for all you do, and I really appreciate you.
Love it, Alex. Anytime, man. I love what you're doing. You're completely supported here at Compound Media, and I'm spreading the word about you and how they're just dragging you through the mud.
Well, thanks for standing with me, brother, because you're smart enough to know I'm just patient zero. They get me. It's everybody else. So God bless you.
We see it. We see it. It's happening. Have a good one, man.
You too. All right. Listen, I'm going to end this transmission. They're going to their first questions. It's perfect timing right here at almost 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern. It's 3:55 Eastern. We're going to go to break. You're going to have Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and others come up, and they're just going to carry the questions and have analysis. And there's only one person worse in the building interrupting and talking over stuff than Owen Schroyer, and it's me. So that's a backhanded compliment. So we need Owen to settle down and let them talk. I was pretty good the last hour. I probably only talked 5% of the time. But great having Anthony Kumi on with us. So they're going to go to these questions right now. It's already happening. So whatever we missed this minute or two, we'll have that clip during the live continuum. So we got live satellite camera. That's where the money you buy products is going to for us to have all this. We're building a real system. They know it. When we hit 500 TV stations last week, almost 300 radio stations, they're really crapping bricks, folks, because we're exploding on terrestrial TV and radio. It doesn't bring in a lot of revenue because people that watch TV are zombies right now, but we're waking zombies up. So I need financial support. I almost really want to announce the stuff they just did to us today. Not the latest Twitter bans of sub-accounts or whatever. Other stuff is makes me scared for the country, like Kavanaugh said or like Kumi has said. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now get t-shirts, get books, get the products. You may not be able to soon. I mean, they are on a psycho move to shut us down. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. And like I said, for a week or 5 days, I haven't gotten rid of the X2 special, even though it's selling out, the last run of it, because I've been so busy. So if you want X2, InfoWarsStore.com is still 25% off, but it's got to end. In fact, when I get off, I'm going to go cover news. I'm not going to do new specials. I just can't help it. So InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Kavanaugh. Stay with us. Live coverage, War Room, InfoWars.com. Our products are game-changing, and Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.